This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville, FUBAR Radio.
It's been a while, it's been a minute. Despite our ups and downs, we're still up in it. It's been a while, it's been a minute, but we ain't ever gonna change.
In a villa bigger than an hotel. Sunrise overlooking Adele. Got an house full of French cartel. Oh well. Oh yes, oh no. That bit's gone low. So what? We'll get some more. Drip, drip, quick dip in a pool. Quick, nah, nobody you. 20 girls, 20 geezers. Ocean beach spray, 28 litres. That shot girl took my dough. So get there more than go Destino. We're on the guest list. See, Nino, mass excessis. Eno, we know we're gonna sesh. We're right here like we never left.
It's been a while. It's been a minute, despite our ups and downs, we're still up in it. It's been a while, it's been a minute, but we ain't ever gonna change.
Vegas hotel suites bigger than villas. Concierge bring up a few more pillars. More winners than them man have had hot dinners. Mr. Brightside, the nighttime killers. Mike Tyson swingers. Right my wrongs like Bryson Tiller. We're realer than them lot legends. Into the game like Z Dot. One man went to war. Then 10 more followed him. Ex-girl hollering. Dead that Ascot shirt and collaring. The bookies got mullered. Spent every penny on fuck all. We spent their reddies on bevies and shovel. We had a blast. We had a bubble. Why trouble? Make that double.
You see them boys, I don't care what you say. They're my bros for life. You see them girls, I don't care what you say. They're my girls for life. You see them boys, I don't care what you say. They're my bros for life. You see them girls, I don't care what you say. They're my girls for life. It's been a while. It's been a minute, despite our ups and downs, we're still a penny. It's been a while, it's been a minute, but we ain't ever gonna change. They're my girls for life. You see them boys, I don't care what you say. They're my bros for life. You see them girls, I don't care what you say. They're my girls for life.
Free the geezer, big up the manor.
Nice. This is Killer Keller, and that's Grim over there.
Hello.
Yeah, this is the Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville show, but we're taking their places right about now. How you doing, Nat? You good?
I'm good.
Staying out of trouble?
Yes. They're away today. Michael Payne, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Michael
happy
Payne.
Happy birthday, brother. Happy
how old,
birthday.
How old do you reckon he is today?
How old do you think he is?
He's got to be pushing mid-30s. Maybe.
Ooh, he's got to be pushing mid-30s.
Pushing.
Oh, okay, I will clip this up and play that to him next week. We'll see how he feels.
You're asking him as if like you know how old he is.
I do actually know how old he is. I think I do. But I don't want to say it because I think I might have added two extra numbers on it, two extra years. Like, I'm not sure. it's in the early to mid-30s.
That's a great age to be.
Mm. Yeah, well, you're not that age yet, are you?
So what do we know? What do we know he's actually doing then?
Well, as he said himself, he's gone to Amsterdam to partake in some fun there.
Yeah. What's there to do in Amsterdam? I'm not too sure. As a man that's never been.
There's a lot of canals there. People ride bikes.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
There's a lot of that.
I believe also there's all kinds of herbs you can enjoy there.
I wouldn't know. I've never been.
No, I haven't either.
You never been?
Never been.
Never been.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been. Yeah, a bunch of times.
Yeah. Is it worth it?
Yeah, it's worth it. It is. I mean, I'm not really a big smoker, see. I don't, you know, I have a cigar here and there, but nothing too heavy.
Yeah, I don't smoke either.
Yeah, it's not the one.
Nah, not for me. I get anxiety ASAP.
Not even a cigar. No, I say not
do you
even.
Inhale
not
it
many
though?
People do. Not
I even tried sheesh.
The pipey thing.
Yeah, I do sheesh. I've done a sheesh.
What's it do though? You know,
it gets you really. I mean, it's a lot. It's, you know, it's like triple, quadruple, whatever it is a cigarette would be and whatnot. So it hits your head like really hard. Next thing, I'm sucking on it like a McDonald's straw. You know what I mean? It's like that.
Are you meant to inhale it though? Are you?
Yeah, you inhale it. Yeah,
Jesus
it's
Christ.
All that.
No, I can't.
Is it fruity?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like a massive vape.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a huge vape.
Okay, but yeah, and vapes have tobacco in, right?
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
The vapor.
This one's an interesting one. The whole shisha thing is like cubes of different kinds of coals. You can get different makes of coals, and then it just very similar to a pipe. You know, it does its thing. I worked out like a combination that fits me to a T. It's like a pint of Guinness, which is a combo in itself, with the shisha, but the shisha is mint and blackcurrant, and them two together is
what
just like
hell?
Boom. Yeah, I know, don't ask. It's a lot of trial and error.
Well, Michael and Marcel were very worried last week that you're here, and they were going, will you let us back? And I said, well, maybe. But obviously I played the ident at the beginning of the show, but I also just wanted to let you listen to a couple of other things that we made for you.
Grimsickers and Killer Keller on Fubar Radio.
Wow. And if that wasn't enough, then we also have the
Killer Keller and Grimsickers on Fubar Radio.
Equality.
Amazing, I've never had one before. Thank you.
So that's your little ident for you there.
How do you feel about that, Grim?
That's my new ringtone. That is your ringtone for me now.
Yeah, I'm answer machine in that one.
Well, we've got some good guests on the show today as well.
We have got amazing guests today.
Yeah, we do. Big Heathy inside the place. Good mate of mine, yes. You cut your mates are coming through.
Yeah, we got two grime scene specialists, Reels and Yizzy, who are both doing great things, and it'd be great to catch up with them today.
Yeah, I'm feeling Yizzy. That's
top.
Top MC, yeah.
Great, also previous guests. We never had Reels on before. Big Heath and Rizzy, returning guests,
okay.
Who are great. Now, you two hadn't met each other before today.
Well, we know each other very well.
Half an hour ago. So with that mind, I've got a little game for the two of you to get to know each other.
Ooh, bit of blind date, is it?
So I've got some questions here. I've got some about both of you, some of which are true and some of which are false. I'm going to ask you whether
Jesus
you think
Christ.
It's true or false, okay? Yeah. So, Killer Keller, Grimsickers is a big fan of the Lighthouse Family and will be going to see them on tour. Is that true or false?
Oh, jeez. I mean, it's got to be false, man.
It's false. I can tell you that's incorrect. It's true.
Very true.
Done.
Ocean Drive. Wow, can't be sitting my heart out when that comes in.
Okay. Now, Grimsickers.
Yes.
In 2006, Killer Keller appeared in an advert where he showcases ability in beatboxing but inability to put a fruit pastel in his mouth without chewing. Is that true or is that false?
Got to be true.
That is true. Well done. Okay.
It's too wide of a...
That's a big question. It's too specific,
right? Why can't
you
suck a fruit pastel?
Yeah.
A red one I ain't ever doing again. That was the only one they kept on pulling out the thing. It's a toughie.
No way.
Now, Killer Keller, is Grimsicker's favourite boxer Anthony Joshua?
Yes.
That's false.
No way.
Tyson Fury.
See, I went with the boxing thing because I knew you boxed. What's going on?
Do you have a favourite boxer? Are you into boxing?
No, not really. I like watching it.
I'm going to get you into it, man. I'm a fanatic.
You win it. Get tough with it.
Grimsickers, did Killer Keller perform dressed as a cow on a stage in New York?
Yes.
That's correct, you did.
How did you know that?
I'll do my research.
How can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it was mad. So it was New York, it was a Halloween event, and I made... You know, without dropping too much, our mates with the BBC guys, a guy called Phil, really, you know, Billionaires Boys Club, he kind of ran it at the time. And I was like, still like shook. I was like, oh man, fucking Billionaires Boys Club. And he wanted to come to the show and whatnot. Big up, Phil. And and subsequently, I was on stage, and my manager's out there, and I get the text saying, oh, he's here. And I'm like, shit. And I'm like, my manager ain't met him. Like, how are you going to know him? So I texted him. I said, so, you know, what are you dressed as? And he's like, I'm coming as a priest, like a legless priest. So I was like, you know, you're just a little kind of there, you know, touching moment. That was about as far as I've
amazing.
Got
there.
That's nice. Okay, Killer Keller. Grimsickers is a big Liverpool fan. and breathed heavily into a carrier bag when they beat Barcelona 4-0.
It's true.
That's right, yes. Yeah.
Who's doing that research on me, man? They got me to a team.
Look, yeah. I've just been saying since we knew you were coming on, we've been following you about and just seeing what you've been up to daily. I've got a full diary of all of your activities. So
I need to calm it down on the
head. For real.
And so finally, Grim Sickers. Yes. Killer Keller's favourite TV show is EastEnders.
True.
That is false. Apparently. What is your favourite TV show?
I don't even have TV. I don't know.
He doesn't have a TV. I do remember you saying that. It doesn't have a TV.
Nah, it's the one, isn't it? YouTube, you know it's the one. You know it's the truth.
What is your favourite thing to watch on Netflix then, or Amazon, YouTube. Or YouTube?
Not Games of Thrones like you yet. I'm nearly... Hey, what about the last episode?
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, but do you know that...
I know, I know what happens. Yeah. I know what happens because I've read the spoilers.
Why have you watched it? Yeah, it's been a few days.
Because I just sort of... I'm not seeing all the negative stuff, and I've caught.
You let them get in your head. They're living in your head rent free.
Exactly,
you
right.
You need to watch it. Please play a piece
of paper. That's good. Yeah. Well, I can tell on this way at the moment, Grim, you do know Keller better than he knows you, but that's okay because you've only just met.
I was a fan of him from school times, man.
Yeah. I've already apologised for that. I'm joking, brother. Thank you.
No, come on, big fan.
Well, our first guest is here, the wonderful Big Heath. So let's go to a song, and then we will get him into the studio.
Okay. Yeah. Champagne.
The problems that you face not always easily determined. Need to read it for yourself before the reading of your sermon. Watch the sky fall. Stuck in traffic, roots delayed. It's an eyesore. Go and catch it, choose your lane. The problems that you face not always easily determined. Need to read it for yourself before the reading of your sermon. Watch the sky fall. Stuck in traffic, roots delayed. It's an eyesore. Go and catch it, choose your lane.
Yo, when the sky falls, you know you need to catch it, dog. You need to bounce back like a basketball. Not every shot taken can be monitored, but take another. I'm not around no more. It's just the aura that I got about me. I find you boring, I forgot about you. I'd rather order in and die without you. I'd rather walk in a snowstorm with no shoes, get frostbite, the sky hits me. Yeah, I'd die without you. Yeah, this is restarting. My V-dub that departed. That first road head that Keith got was re. I jumped on a plane, went beyond it. And we can too if we want it. Yeah, bridges burned and sky fell and put them down. Yeah, it wasn't worth my strength to ever pull them out. We can't always see beyond the hills and clouds, but all bad energy gets killed somehow.
The problems that you face not always easily determined. Need to read it for yourself before the reading of your sermon. Watch the sky fall. Stuck in traffic, roots delayed. It's an eyesore. Go and catch it, choose your lane. The problems that you face not always easily determined. Need to read it for yourself before the reading of your sermon. Watch the sky fall. Stuck in traffic, roots delayed. It's an eyesore. Go and catch it, choose your lane.
Royce 5'9", dealing with industry drama. The soul of my dead enemy sending me karma. While I'm trying to get around life's obstacles, I hop over my party, I rock and roll. Like Jimi Hendrix is sitting right in my dreams, playing the guitar in the key of life to my theme. Confetti and streamers, follow me as I pedal my beamer. Life is a party, I'm selling my soul. When I'm losing, I'm losing. When I'm winning, I'm losing. Too many that are burning in hell have been in my shoes. And choosing success over life, then infusing. Struggling's an intrusion, a confusion. I've been rusing, the law's looking like a horseshoe. Wife divorce you, not a high life support you. I didn't know what I was serving to myself. Myself turned out to be the biggest hurdle in itself.
Yo, when the sky falls, you know you need to catch it, dog. You need to bounce back like a basketball. Not every shot taken can be Molotov, but take another for all not around no more. When the sky falls, you know you need to catch it, dog. You need to bounce back like a basketball. Not every shot taken can be Molotov. Take another for all not around no more.
The problems that you face not always easily determined. Need to read it for yourself before the reading of your sermon. Watch the sky fall. Stuck in traffic, roots delayed. It's an eyesore. Go and catch it, choose your lane. The problems that you face not always easily determined. Need to read it for yourself before the reading of your sermon. Watch the sky fall. Stuck in traffic, roots delayed. It's an eyesore. Go and catch it, choose your lane.
Choose your lane. Champagne, Connie.
And that was Concept. Watch the sky fall with Royce da 5'9". And in the building, we have one of the GOATs of the new generation, co-signed by Sickers. The man from Cambridge, bro.
Yes.
Big Heath.
Yes.
Big Heath. Thank you. What an What an introduction.
Come
wow
on, I've got my eye on you, man.
That's the best intro I've ever had.
I know what you're doing out here, man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro.
How you been, man? You been alright?
Really good, mate. Yeah, just been a lot on, so I'm tired, but for a big guy it takes a lot out of me, but I'm trying to get a bit more fitter. Nah. So, you know, so but I'm good. No, I'm really happy. I'm really good.
You've got to be savvy with the PR trail right about now. You've been everywhere.
Yeah, mate, everywhere. Huh? Just trying to get this fat face everywhere, you know? Literally.
Well, there's some stuff on Instagram that you're killing at the moment.
Yeah, mate, you should see what we filmed yesterday.
Really? You back that stuff up?
Yeah, man.
You must do, yeah.
Mate, it's all, I mean, my main mate will hate me saying this, but it's mainly my ideas, but he runs away with them. But he claims they're his ideas.
I'll take it to the next level.
Yeah. They're all my ideas.
Nah, I hear you. So being from Cambridge, bro,
yeah, man.
So what are you, like the biggest rapper in your ends, right? Are you walking the street and you're doing selfies outside Tesco's?
Something like
are
that.
Are we there? Yeah.
Like there's been people before me, like Dirty Dyke, you probably heard of.
Yeah.
For real.
Like, yeah, but like no, but
he, I'm gonna say it right now that like you ran past Dirty Dyke, right?
Yeah, like now there's not flying, exactly like, now there's not many people from Cambridge that really do it, and I think like for me as well, I'm not trying to do like Cambridge rap is very
what is Cambridge rap?
Yeah, high focus. Do you know what I mean?
How do you mean?
As in high focus rap, very
intellectual kind.
Yeah,
of.
a bit. When you want to have a good time, it's a bit much. It's a bit like, whoa, calm it, mate. Like, let's try and like make something that's more of a jam instead of talking about government and. Do you know what I mean? But it's still good. There's a time and a place for it.
But not many
people make like just little vibes in it. But I'm just trying to do me.
Yeah. Nah. And what is Big Heath today, man? What do you say you bring into the game?
I'm bringing to the game. Yeah. I'm just trying to prove that one. You've not got to be like street and real like screw facing to do rap.
Yeah.
I don't take myself too seriously. I think you can obviously tell.
Yeah.
And but then at the same time, I don't want to be doing a joke. Like there's a certain tongue in cheekness about it. But it's still like I'm still here to.
It's like
bar,
it's like
it.
You're playing, but you're seriously playing.
Yeah, that's exactly. What it is. Exactly.
No,
exactly.
But I can see you doing like something outside of music as well. I reckon you've got a character.
Definitely.
Like
man.
A big nasty sort of character.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
More to you, but
you're
very good at your art
but
as well.
I just want to make sure I don't overdo that.
It'll come in time.
Yeah.
I definitely got a great.
Because I think like if you do
the connection.
Exactly, but I think if you do it too much too quickly, you lose relationship with music and you get known too much as. Like a personality,
maybe that Big Nasty is today. He's more of a personality.
You said it, not me.
Nah, he wasn't like that though.
No, exactly.
He's on the telly every Friday night.
Exactly, which is sick.
Sick, bro.
But I think some people forget now that he does music first.
Yeah.
Which for me, that's my main thing. Like, I don't ever want to be forgotten for that.
Yeah,
like, that's
music,
what I. But I feel like, but mate, 1,000%, I've got more to offer than. I kind of like the James Corden, but a rapper.
Oh, babe. That's what I'm saying.
I like
is
that.
He one of your inspirations?
There you go.
Not inspiration, but he is like, it's great energy, you know what I mean? Like,
no, but what inspirations like coming from Cambridge? So I'm sure there wasn't much musical around there when he was growing up. So what sort of inspirations was.
It's
you?
Weird, bro. It's weird for me because coming from Cambridge, like, the way I always say it is, it's like we're late to the trends. So if you're stuck in London, I always feel like you're in one big trap.
Yeah.
Like you only hear what's being played in London. Like,
yeah,
you only hear.
Right.
So I'm glad that I weren't because you kind of actively have to hunt for other stuff.
Yeah.
So really, growing up, it's the bait answers, but it's all like old school hip hop.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I grew up listening to probably Kanye was my favorite ever.
Really?
Yeah, man.
What, better than Jay-Z?
Yeah.
No way.
Bro, like in terms of
we ain't got time to talk
artist,
about that.
Yeah,
yeah. He's an all-rounder.
We ain't got time to go
yeah,
in
man,
that.
He really. Is.
But as a rapper though.
As a rapper.
Syllable for syllable.
Syllable for syllable.
Yeah, come on.
Big L probably is up there for me.
Yeah.
Big L for me is just like one of the.
We were just talking about Royce 5'9 as well. I mean,
Royce 5'9 sick, but I wouldn't put him in my top five.
No.
But he's sick.
Big
he's
L
so
for
sick.
Real.
Like, I think for me, my top five is people that every time I listen to him, I think they're the best.
Yeah.
So Biggie, Pac, Big L, Pun, and probably Master Ace.
Mm.
But no
Master
one's really
Ace.
Heard of until Eminem like shouted him out in his last song, yeah. No
Did
one.
He?
Yeah. With the one with. Joyner Lucas, that banger.
Okay, yeah, back and forth,
yeah. And he says Master Ace. No, like, nobody would heard of him, but, like, Master Ace is...
Top rapper.
He's incredible.
Top, 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 top,
JK, I've always loved that to you since I was like 18. Amazing, man. I love his rawness, man. He says it exactly how it is, and he doesn't care. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, man, I'd say that.
So would you say that grime was a big influence on you?
Yeah, yes and no. I think for me,
JK.
Yeah, because I think back then grime was grime. Now a lot of stuff is labeled grime. It's not grime. as the way that I look at it as well, because I feel like Grime Daily these days, it's not really grime.
Mate, Grime Daily, it's a new act on there every day. You're getting caught in the cycle. Exactly. That's why I always say to artists,
you actually become put
it on your own channel.
Yeah.
You don't get lost in the cycle of uploads.
Which is what I started doing, man.
How are you finding that?
Way better.
How are you finding it?
Way better. Like, thousands better. Because people are coming to you, and also they understand that you're trying to do something different. Yeah. And mate, what you said, man, it's exactly bro what you said.
I said to everyone, everyone wants the views, but I say, build your own channel.
Yeah, yeah.
The views don't mean nothing on there.
Yeah.
Listen, people are buying views here, left, right, and centre.
And also, like, as you said, bro, like, the views, it's different to people looking at you and people watching you.
Yeah.
Same way, there's a difference if you hear someone and you listen to someone. There's a difference. Yeah. And you can watch something and not watch it again.
Yeah, and you put on your new tune on your own channel.
Yeah, man.
It's on there, yeah.
I can't swear, can I? It's done bloody well, swear. So I'm happy. Because I finally think people are now understanding what I'm trying to do.
Mm.
And I think sometimes what I'm going for, maybe like the Grime Daily audience won't really understand.
Okay, well, was you flinging on Grime Daily before?
Yeah.
Was it getting lost in the mix here?
Slightly, yeah. I feel like, because I'm so different from what they like on there, which is fine to me, like, everything has its own road.
Yeah.
But like, for me, it just, that's not my path.
And yeah, now you're on your own channel.
I've took the dirt track.
I think sometimes with London, it can get a little bit kind of, it gets a bit hazy as what
definitely,
really cuts through, do you know what I mean? And
definitely,
what really makes the grade. But your stuff's a lot more commercial.
Yeah,
I think,
man,
it commands a bit more of a national, crossover appeal, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
And so we go into your new track then, Big Keith?
Yes,
yeah?
Mate.
You want to introduce it yourself then, bro? Show
yes.
us what
it is
to.
Your nan's favourite rapper, 23 stone virgin. It is Big Heath with the new single, Biggie.
Let's go into this one.
Yeah.
If I was born 1,000 years ago, I'd be a king. I'd be the greatest for my people, though, name bling. I'd find a poorest peasant just to get my gold crown. He melted down, that's enough to feed the whole town. Whoa. See, I'm the modern day Robin Hood. I'm just a man of the people, make sure it's understood. See, I can never envision that I'd be making cream. Just a man with a team, trying to achieve my dream. So fuck the haters, I'ma see you in the afterlife. I'll be kicking back with the god, smoking half a pipe. And I ain't never gonna change or to switch up. Anybody hating on my name can go lick not. Biggie is the name, killing all the gang, killing all the, all your brothers sound the same. Yeah, Biggie is the name, killing all the gang, killing all the, all your brothers sound the same. So pull it back now, bro. Pull it back now, bro. I said Biggie is the name, killing all the gang, killing all the. I said Biggie is the name. Yeah, well, I've been killing tracks ever since a little kid. They didn't believe I could do it, but look at Big. And even though I always doubted, man, when I was younger, I overpowered the inner coward with all this hunger. Whoa. But the kid never changed. I just came in the game with the brand new flame. I don't care about these lames, all the shit that they spray. I guarantee you heard this song, you gon' remember the name. It's like Biggie is the name, killing all the gang, yeah, killing all the, all your brothers sound the same. Yeah, Biggie is the name, killing all the gang, yeah, killing all the, all your brothers sound the same. So pull it back out, bro. Yeah, I popped up like a jack in the box. Everybody wanna rap, but they ain't rapping it hard. If you claim you're at the top, well, I'm jacking the spot. You best sleep behind a trap or you'll be trapped in a box. Yeah, see, I've been spitting raps, pushing nearly 10 years. You're too whacked, you can never ever get near. I'm so cold with the flow, make the vets fear. It's scary when I think where I'll be in 10 years. So why these brothers hating on Heath? Stop trying to chase in the race, man, I'm taking the lead. When I'm playing my beats, I'll be shaking the streets. You see, I'm repping as a shepherd while you playing the sheep. It's that fuego, same flow since the day, bro. J-Co mixed with a little K-Co. I spray cold till I end up with a J-Lo. Big motherfucker lying in till I say so. Biggie is the name, killing all the gang, killing all the, all your brothers sound the same. Yeah, Biggie is the name, killing all the gang, killing all the, who your brothers sound the same. So pull it back now, bro. Pull it back now, bro. I said Biggie is the name, killing all the gang, killing all the, I
is Biggie by the Cambridge Icon. Yes, Big Keith. Yes, yeah, Icons yes, only. Yes. So what's the creative process behind that tune there, Big Keith? How did you make that?
In Helsinki, actually.
No way.
Yeah, we're doing
it all day over there.
Which a lot of people go, is that in Sweden? I shall correct you.
Finland.
Yeah, Finland.
Yeah.
Way up there.
Fair enough. You were like, I knew that. Yeah, man, was working with producer, worked with him here in the UK, Shout, Hank, and then went really well. And then he made them, them guys over in Scandinavia have such like a good pop ear. They know how to make like catchy chords, but like not sound too commercial.
Yeah.
So like for me, like he's just so sick. I want to be big, so I don't just want to make underground stuff. So I want to work with people like that.
Oh, you're in the anthems as well.
Yeah, man. And like he just, and the best thing about him is we literally start everything from scratch.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Do you need the beat first?
Mate, I think, bro, you know how it is. I think every time's different.
Yeah, like sometimes, yeah, of course.
With him, it's so nice of him because he can actually play instruments.
Yeah.
But I take advantage of that. If someone can't, then, you know, some producers just have
samples,
piles
of
beats.
He has barely
any pre-made beats. So we're in there.
On the edge, man.
Yeah. But that's the best way because you're capturing the moment. Yeah. You're capturing the moment.
In the heath of the moment.
Yeah, in the heath of the moment. Yeah, I like that.
I plan that.
I like that. So what's the future got for you, Big Keith? We expecting an album next year.
Yeah, so we got an EP dropping in like 5 weeks.
Yeah, and what can we expect from, as a Big Keith fan, what can I expect?
Wait, mate. Big joints. And real honesty, there's like, it's like 6 tracks.
Yeah.
I didn't just want to make like, it annoys you these days when artists just want to make the big anthems, like 6 big anthems. I want to hear more.
A good lead single's good though.
Yeah, man, exactly, bro. Yeah. But like, I kind of want to hear a bit more depth. And like, yeah, man, I don't just want like big, like, I don't want 6 of them. Like, to me, so okay, there's like 3 big ones. One that's like more honest and just bars, like about my life. And I think that's what people like about me as well, is I never hold back. Like, I just say how I feel. And I feel like that kind of comes out in everything that I do.
So as a man like myself that loves bars, am I going to find some real like slapping a beat for 3 minutes?
Yeah, man.
Keith going ham.
Definitely, bro.
Slapping it up.
Ham.
3 minutes, bro.
Like, I can't say ham as good as you. Like,
with emphasis. Yeah. So we're going to have bangers and then slapping
bro,
our rhythms.
Yes, bro. Yes, bro. And it's mixed by MSM, so shout out.
No way!
Yeah, flipping, man.
That's 1500 a track, innit? Jesus Christ, he is pricey! I had to do 4 weeks' work to get a track mixed off him.
And he's got it banging.
It's crazy, isn't it?
He's got it banging, mate.
He can take your good song into an anthem.
I mean, I didn't understand the whole mixing thing as much as when, like, recently, and then I've properly, mate, as you said, like, when you actually compare it, like, it's weird because when
night
you come
day,
out. Of,
man.
It, mate, it's
day.
Crazy.
Yeah, mate.
Crazy, yeah. Like when the producer sends you, like obviously you get a rough as soon as you finish,
yeah.
Then give the producer a week and he'll make like his mix. And I was like, hey, it sounds banging. He said, and you send it to M, and then it gets rough.
Mate,
and you're like,
it's a different track. And I said one time I had a tune mixed down, I said, bro, you're making me sound better than I am. This is a catfish.
Yeah.
This tune's a bit of a catfish.
I got performance.
I don't know how I was even that good.
Literally.
I won't even hit it in their pockets like that.
He's got that like Cypress touch about him. He's got that halloumi fingers, is what I like to
Is that the thing you like to say, halloumi?
Yeah.
Have we got any features on this EP, bro?
You'll see, innit?
No announcements for the Feedback Radio, man.
Nah, I'm sorry.
What about a guess? What kind of genre are we? If there was a feature, what kind of genre is it?
It's gonna be his top.
I'm just gonna throw something in there now, just to throw you off course. Reggae.
Reggae. Yeah. Right.
You'll see, innit? You'll see.
No, I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, tight, Big Heath.
Thank you. But yeah.
So, what are you up to after this? What's going on? What's the plan?
Up to after this? I'm going to my director's house where we're planning the lead single for EP's music video that's nearly done. Sorry, I'm just breaking your studio. going to plan that because I like to be heavily involved in that stuff. I really like to, like, as I say, come up with crazy ideas and let him work it out.
So that's the best way.
And I think also with me, with music videos, as I was saying earlier, like, it gives me more chance to be more tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
Not a joke, but I want, when people see me, I want to be like, who the hell is that guy?
Do you know what I saw? Your bars on the bus, bro.
That was
wild.
Thank you, bro.
I got jacks, bro. I was jacking that up, bro.
Thank
it was
you,
going
bro.
Crazy, bro.
It was sick. I tell you, it was sick, yeah, because when it was produced by Todd T.
Todd T,
that's like his little series thing.
Yeah.
And when Shout Out where I'm from, innit? Where they take, most people go on their bus around their hometown.
Yeah.
And the guy that films it always goes like, mate, we've been to Yorkshire, like Leeds, da 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 da. And we don't get like our own private bus. Like, yeah. We have to be on, there's people like watching. We went to where I'm from in Cambridge. Mate, they sent a brand new bus that had never
no
been used before.
No way.
Double decker. And I was like,
Jesus Christ.
Like, this fire. Is sick.
Jesus. So, yeah. Jesus. Brent Spanker, newbie. I was impressed, but that's what I thought. Yeah, Heathcliff's the guy. I think you got a big year next year.
Thank
bro.
You, brother.
Yeah, I think I'm looking forward to your EP, bro.
Thank
you, bro. And I'm there supporting you, bro.
Big up.
I'd love to see you.
Love, man.
I think I DM'd you, innit? Recently, a couple weeks ago, man. Yeah. We should link up, man. Shout out to JK and we'll get things popping.
Definitely. He's always communicative as well. He's like, not one of them ones that, like, stay behind the scenes. He's
let's see that next time next year.
Yeah, always. Britain will start to come.
Always.
When he's flying,
because I was in a...
Where are you?
I remember I was doing a live stream in Birmingham.
That's where...
In Birmingham. Yeah.
Was that with Jake?
Because I thought you were from Birmingham.
Everyone thinks
and
that.
And then I watched an interview and I was like, hang on, I can actually understand it.
Yeah, I'm from the sticks as well, man. I didn't want to say where I was from,
where
but
you from?
Swindon, man. Come on, man. You can't come up and hop me up like that, Heath, man. Jesus Christ. Can't come here
the
throw me under the bus.
The only guy I know from Swindon is, what's that Ricky Gervais TV programme?
David Brent.
That geezer.
Wow, that's loud.
No, but they closed the Swindon branch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's the geezer. That's the geezer, man.
Just him and Grimsicus.
Yeah.
That's the legend, man.
Swindon, hold tight Swindon crew.
Hold tight the Swindon.
You come up here and threw me under the bus, man.
I'm sorry, bro.
No worries, bro.
I'm from Cambridge, mate. Not much.
I'm up there in a few weeks, actually.
Is it? Where?
Yeah. I've got a studio session up there. I'm going to shout you out there, actually.
Yeah, do it, bro.
I'll shout, we'll link up, bro.
Show me
some of this EP, man.
Yeah, definitely, bro. Definitely.
But thank you, bro.
Thank you, man.
Nice guy.
Tell everyone where we can find you on the socials.
Yeah, big.heath is fairly simple, you know, like big.heath, Instagram, Facebook, same, YouTube, Twitter, hit me up.
Bro, I'll be there, bro. My shout
love.
You anyway, yeah?
Thank you, bro.
Good luck with the make of the EP as
well.
Thank you, bro.
Nice one,
top
bro.
Boy.
Cosmic breath, the air element, find strength in the mental, the thought behind the rhymes consequential, the flow's depth in space boots, leaping over lunar tombs, write lyrics in runes and play the muse, inspire fate to paint predestination's landscapes, for the awakened imaginations are stargates, whistle I'm listening, a pilgrim off the house of the wind, I'm the emissary, hearing voices in the breeze, observing every commentary, asleep in howling deserts with thorn trees in bloom, until the spell breaks, I am moved to the full moon, wild as the monsoon. Glassy eyes like crushed minerals. The patterns travel, some planets crying rivers of minerals. Wooden tears flaking into fragments and splintering. Buried in the earth where dark secrets lie whispering. That the end has not yet come to the place where dreams rest at. I look at south facing the mirror, nothing's reflected. Black stone carbon, I'm stardust, bizarre trust. Quiet part-time mime, invade the mind like archons. My jargon's a headache to decipher. Never idle, the heavy burdens, only light work to bright disciples. And I'm skybound, messenger like Malachi. Cardinal offspring of Capricorn and Gemini. Born from a sandstorm, whirlwinds, my burning eyes. Slayed a beast with seven tongues, electrifying. So I vibrated, coded synergy. Linguistics, my Achilles heel. Wading stellar waters, deeper mystic. Whistling in the reeds, that cosmic breath. That air element, that finds strength in the mental. Make all doubts of the mind inconsequential.
Sickers and Killer Keller on FUBAR Radio.
See, you judge me on my appearance, face value and that. Don't know about the tax bracket. Don't know that I'm teabagging your favourite mug. They say gang shit. I ain't about that gang shit. I'm a solo wolf, lone wolf, eating up that gang shit. Gang shit, the death of the gang, till you're dead and buried. See? 125, doing a breeze. Way too deep. Can't lace 95s, can't kiss my feet. What they do is chat breeze. Right now I'm breezing. Train spotting, I got babies on my ceiling. I'm steady plotting, now I'm copping cause I'm eating. Remember when they wouldn't let me in? Now their wages just a day's partying. Way too sweet. From the fire rose a phoenix, where's the fire weed? From the ash stems a leaf that's representing tea. And even when I die, I come back twice as legendary. Tears when I sit in the cemetery. Flashbacks, sipping packs, it was ketamine. Now I'm feeling hoarse, school of life, one no course. You're a tourist, only roll with the purest. It's insurance.
Inglourious bastards, phenomenal. Put a hole in us,
cool, yeah.
Inglourious bastards, phenomenal. Abdominal, put a hole in us, cool, yeah. Inglourious bastards, phenomenal. Abdominal, put a hole in us, cool, yeah. Inglourious bastards, phenomenal. Abdominal, put a hole in us, cool, yeah.
Young boy with a hot head, I was on stage with a mash. Just in case somebody told me to suck my mum in the clash. Way too gas. Heard man talk about drip, rude boy, what you know about splash? What a beautiful murder, with a samurai sword I slaughter. What you mean, what you know about holy water? I stood at the altar, fuck a tab, I do a whole sheet to myself, by myself. Now these big problems just looking much smaller. Yeah, and it's just me, my laptop and my bank card. I'm directing movies like Gaspar. I drive the Wraith like it's NASCAR. I love the look on their faces when they look in the whip and it's a black star. That's for all the jokes about the jam jar. You talk about SK level, that's top floor. Will I ever come down? I'm not sure. Look in the bag, I got lots more. She said that I should take my shades off. I was like, what for? Rich boy, got accounts off. Sure, everybody come in and close the door.
Inglourious bastards, phenomenal. Put a hole in us,
cool, yeah.
Inglourious bastards, phenomenal. Abdominal, put a hole in us, cool, yeah. Inglourious bastards, phenomenal. Abdominal, put a hole in us, cool, yeah. Inglourious bastards, phenomenal. Abdominal, put a hole in us, cool, yeah.
And that was Inglourious by the man in the moment, Slow Tie, and the Icon Skepta. And one before that was Young and Black Rock with Carbon Form, which is, I hadn't heard that before. That's
yeah.
a very good
she's
song.
She's so great.
That's
yeah.
fire. She is yeah. sick, bro. That is, yeah, she's in the pockets on that tune.
Slow Tie's killing it as well.
Oh my God.
So, what's been popping there, Kelly Kelly? What's really been going on with you? Because I was brought up with you on school. This is the first time I've ever met you, and I'm humbled, bro.
Oh, brother.
Your resulting was mad back at school. You see, that was flying.
Wait,
I remember you from back in the day, so we done our research.
Thank you. I've always been a runner. You know what I mean? Yeah. Jump straight in. You know. I'm surprised we didn't cross paths before anyway.
So we might have.
Cycles of music.
We might have in this previous life, but yeah. today we're here. Yeah. And so what's really you got popping at the moment? Yeah,
podcast, music podcast. Like, but you know what it is? It's the podcast thing is really a kind of thing immersed me. It's like there's something about it that is so immediate. And it's,
yeah.
it's without sounding too crash, it's like cookie cutter. It's like you do it, and it's next, do it, next, do it. And once you've got the formula, you know what I mean? It's like, for me, that's the one.
Yeah, I actually tweeted the other day, I'm getting old because I'm listening to a lot of podcasts at the moment.
That's
all I'm doing. I'm thinking, I'm choosing it over music. I'm scaring myself.
By design, isn't it?
I'm flipping bloody hell. I want to listen to a music, but this podcast seems all right. Let me get 10 more minutes in.
Why do you think
in.
That you're getting old because you're listening to podcasts?
Because I'm a music man.
Like, you're listening to a lot of music podcasts or all different kinds
nah,
of...
Nah, I'm way out there on the podcast.
What are you listening to?
Anything? What's that? What's that one everyone watches again? The boulder guy from the UFC.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah, anything Joe that's Rogan. Got in. He is a spectrum so wide. So I mean, and I'm not really listening to music. I'm usually waiting up for 12 o'clock, getting a little 1 minute, doing reviews by 12:05 on Twitter on all the albums dropping. Now I'm just teeping. And they send me to sleep as well. I don't finish them because they send me to sleep. Stick it in your ears.
Good or bad, I don't know.
No, it's true though. It's true.
They do send you to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm not saying your one would send me to sleep.
No, not at all. I keep 50 minutes tops.
That's good, I think.
Because I can't. I'll keep it punk. I ain't got time myself to be listening to it for that long. You know what I mean? I like them nice and short. Bam.
Straight to the point. But sometimes you can get a chatty host, a guest like myself, and you might really wrangle on for 2 hours.
Chat's good. But you know what I mean? It's like sometimes there's that sweet spot where you can almost feel the ending drawing. You're like, yeah, this is good.
Is it quite therapeutic for you?
Yeah, it's a lot. You know what I mean? You get a lot in your journey. You know what I mean? And also, how many times, you know, do you have people in that you've met crossing paths on tour or doing shows or you may have known for ages
and you ain't really dwell their mind
to them, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, like, this is close, we're having a chat, you know. We would never have had this over, you know.
I'm not gonna jump on your podcast as well.
That's already happening. What about you? Come on in, Grim, what's going on?
Me,
I can tell you something that you've got, because I've got more information on you. What's this about you receiving a lifetime supply of patties?
Jesus Christ, you know that?
Tell me
wow. Do you know Jamaican patties? Yeah,
yeah, of course. Wow.
Listen, I've got a cooking show on my Instagram, right? So I'll cook like chicken, whatever. And then he said to me, Grim, do you eat patties? I said, if you put this up on your Instagram, you have a lifetime supply of patties.
Stop.
So he come with a pack full of beef patties, bro. Wow. Once a month, I've got a different flavour at the door.
Wow.
Fresh.
No,
bro, I put about half a stone, bro.
Where's the ones that you brought in?
Listen,
promised food when you came
I'm gonna stack them here.
That's a classic. Be careful what you wish for.
It's true.
Watch you come at the gym, bro. I've been clapping these beef patties with hot sauce on it. I'm gymming it out now. It's got to be in the gym.
Yeah, I like that.
Jesus Christ! Well, be careful what you wish for. Definitely,
for
all one flavor as well. I don't want to complain, but there's only so much beef patties I can eat.
Is there anything else that you'd buy though, like a lifetime supply of food or not food? Right, just something.
Yes, a lifetime supply. What, of food?
Anything. Yeah, let's say food, but say anything. Like, could be any. What would you
what
like?
Would that, what would you do? Because I've got a lifetime supply
food
of something
should
already.
Are we saying food?
Let's say food, yeah. One item.
I think it would be nice to have apple and blackberry crumble.
What the hell? That's boring as hell.
But in fairness, if you're gonna
have once a year.
No, some cheesecake. Ooh.
Cheesecake. Ooh. But wouldn't you rather have something you get like milk for your tea?
How is that not boring? That's more boring.
Yeah, but you need milk every day.
Alright, that's a fair point actually. So skimmed milk, please.
I add you more down as a red top woman.
That is the red top.
Oh shit! Oh sorry, my bad.
Lifetime supply of Alpro, like that. That itself kind of covers the whole thing.
Lifetime supply of Barocca would be quite nice, right? Fizzy little thing helps with stuff.
On a liquid level, I did a live podcast and it was sponsored by a beer company, right? Ooh. And they made Killer Keller beer.
No way.
Wow. I mean,
any good?
It was great. I mean, think you got an alcohol problem, you wait until you got your name on a label and you're downing bottles of this endless beer that's in your fridge. That happened and it was amazing.
I talk about alcohol problems, it's not scary. Yeah, on tour I had free alcohol every day, as you do.
Yeah.
I was on tour for 8 weeks, bro. When I come off tour, I was near for alcoholic.
I know, you can't get off
I'm
it.
I'm thinking, where the hell's my next beer?
I know.
I'm going to the shop buying Hennessy. I'm buying my own rider.
Yeah.
Well, what's that drink that you keep mentioning to
Magnum.
Me? Magnum. This really desserty, fruity wine, which I don't think I'll like, but don't. You keep saying we're going to
But really, on. It's for with your partner and late at night, really. That's what it's for. It's an aphrodisiac.
Is it?
Oh, wow. Of course.
Oh, okay.
Gets you going. You can last a few extra rounds, if you know what I mean.
That's right. What is it? Got some energy in it? Is it like Red Bull type thing?
I'm not too sure, but do you know what? I'm going to pop across that shop after and I'm going to get one. I'll get you one as well.
Okay,
we'll get some Magnums.
Yes.
I always think of Magnums. Isn't the Magnum the cider as well?
Yeah. And an ice cream.
Yeah,
that's the schoolboy era. That's the school. Listen, real Magnum lovers. When you get a Magnum, we know what we're talking about.
Also, Magnums are condoms as well, aren't they? Magnum,
in America.
Yeah, the Magnum.
Jesus Christ, that.
What? I'm just
saying. Magnum, is she? What one do you want?
Told you, man.
All four of the Magnums, it's fine. But you are a bit of a cider drinker, aren't you, as well?
Grim, I'm a heavy drinker.
It's just anything.
I'm there. I nearly bought a Magnum on the way here.
He did say,
just a little walk.
Yeah. But do you know what? I go to gym every day to even it out.
Yeah.
Get the calories going.
But the getting off tour thing and having a drinking problem is real.
Mate.
You know.
Right, because you can have it every day and as much as you like.
The biggest problem is not having it there.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, mate.
It's the
I said
worst.
To Mike, bro, you're killing me here. Yeah. Bottle of Hennessy every day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, don't
I was walking around flipping willy nilly with my Hennessy in my hand, knowing there's one tomorrow.
You can see why Slash did it now, you know, back in the day, you know.
I am the new Slash, bro. I was drinking, I was gargling. I was getting a bit posphorate as well. What Hennessy? Is that all you got? What else you got? You know what I mean? Like I'm paying for it.
Yeah, right.
Having a go because it ended up by 6:30.
I had mates like that that would like specific, like grab the promoter's arm and show him how wrong it is. What is that? I don't want that whiskey. I want blah, blah, whiskey. You know what I mean?
Yeah, got carried away.
You've had beer, the Killer Keller beer. Mm. What was it actually called? What was it called?
Killer Keller beer box.
What would your alcohol particular brand be called? And what would it be?
All right, listen. Zero calories.
Oh, good start.
Grimm's gin. See through. I thought about this, didn't I? This is a random question as well. Yeah, Grimm's gin, but we don't even complement it with a tonic.
Just gin?
With a few ice cubes, because zero calories.
Oh, exactly. But won't it be quite strong when you have a little mixer with it?
Like light sips. Young sips.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a little combo. Let the cubes melt, but drink it before the cubes dilute it.
Yeah.
I hate it. Do you know what? I hate ice cubes in my drink in the club. They stack it like I need it, bro. Mm. I'm like, bro, don't do no ice in there.
Well, here's the problem.
Like this.
Then this is the problem. It's because, like, in England, we have these rules, these silly cap rules. And, you know, in the States, it's just like they kind of throw it in, like, frivolously, I don't care. But over here, it's like everything's to the measure.
If I get ice in my cup, I'm throwing it on the floor. Every time. I'm in the corner like that. I put my hands in my drink. I hate it. You've got wet hands, you've got to do all this.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I hate ice in my drink, bro. I can't stand it.
Don't like a wet hand either.
The old Jean rub, is it? When no one's looking.
Well, they have different rules in different countries. So obviously, like over here with festivals, it's very much about, I think, about drinking and having cider. And like, but then with the whole America thing, you know about Coachella, where you can't take drinks into the main when you go and watch the bands.
No way.
Would seem really odd in this country, wouldn't it, to not do that?
Yeah. People throwing beer when we're on there. Listen, we're getting launched.
I don't think it's, you know what, because I was hit with, I don't really stand at the front anymore, because it wasn't until someone said, do you seriously think someone would throw a £6 beer at a festival? And I was like, oh, it's urine. That's what I think it is.
Flipping hell.
And let me tell you, you don't want to be covered in urine, a pint of urine.
No way.
Unless you do it. If that's your thing, golden, have a nice time.
Golden showers, is it? No way, I'm joking.
I've got a theory on America and the way that, you know, their social habits, like as far as drinking goes, it's like they... You got to remember, we've got a pub on every corner. They've got a diner. Like, that's why food is such a big deal to them over there.
That is massive. It's the same. Life or death.
Yeah. But that's the same with alcohol. It's only equivocal. It's like there's a pub on every corner, right?
It's so true.
And a bookies.
Yeah, exactly. Hand in hand.
It's true.
Hand in hand.
Well, they have different colours. I went to, talking about going to a club, when I went to France in a pub, it was the weirdest thing that's ever happened. They wouldn't let me take a bag into the club. I had to wear a coat. It's their rules of the club, right? Yeah. Imagine going to a club, because you have to carry stuff.
Yeah.
Money, ever stuff. I had to wear a coat in a club.
No
and they were
way.
Playing, as they sometimes do in France. Love the country. But in some of the clubs, they were playing some Prince like it was the first time they'd heard it.
Yeah.
I think they just caught up to Prince in 1999. I think that was their new release in that particular bit. Yeah.
1999 in 2019.
Oh, we've got some other good stuff from him to come.
Well, I'm waiting to go.
So much good music for you to listen to. Talking about good music, let's get into a little song, I think.
Yeah, all right.
What Juicy say, like?
Shut the fuck up!
Play me some Pippin, man.
We got a thing going on.
No, I'm not that nigga that be hugged up with your butt. I'm the one, walk away when your mouth is full of nuts. No, I'm not that nigga that be hugged up with your butt. I'm the one, walk away when your mouth is full of nuts.
Hey, Simon says put your hands on your hips, huh? Simon says put your hands on your knees, hey. Simon says put your hands on your feet. Hands on your hips, huh? Simon says, put your hands on your knees, ayy. Simon
it like a perk. Shawty wanna take the pipe all day and night. She might even swallow some if you paper ride. Her kids at her mama house, she down to take a flight. Got a purse full of Magnum rubbers and some baby wipes. Yeah, I gotta have it, ratchet pussy magnet. If she burp a baby out her mouth, I'm the pappy. Vip full of half-naked bitches, ass clapping. Throw 1,000 ones in the air, now these hoes jacking. Yeah.
Simon says, put your hands on your hip. Simon says, put your hands on your knees. Simon says, put your hands on your feet. Simon says, bust it open like a freak. Simon says, put your hands on your hips. Yeah. Simon says, put your hands on your knees. Simon says, put your hands on your feet. Simon says, bust it open like a freak. Left, right, left, right, left, left, right, left, right, left, left, right, left, right, left.
And that is Megan Thee Stallion featuring Juicy J. Simon Says. I'm hearing a lot of stuff about Megan Thee Stallion. She is doing bits at the moment.
She is. A Q-Tip really rates it, which is kind of where I first, because I have a Google alert for Q-Tip. Okay. I like to know what he's up to. I love him.
You got Q for Q-Tip. I like
do. Yeah, I absolutely love him. I just love everything about
him. That's a peculiar one, but I rate it.
No, that's how I found
Tribe
her.
Tribe Quest Star and all that.
Oh my God, So what do you think about a music festival in Edinburgh? Is banning mobile phones.
I love it.
Yeah,
I'm I thought I reckon we're wasting too much of our time watching it through that little megapixel on our end.
Too right. And also, you know,
just forget about your phone.
Grow some fucking balls.
Read more.
I'm addicted to my phone. My screen time's crazy, bro.
Oh, is it? How much is it a week? Well, you don't give you that Sunday little update.
Listen, more than eight.
Ooh.
You know what's worse is you can go on your Instagram insights and it'll tell you how long you've been on there. That's a scary one.
Listen, mine's 23 hours a day.
Wow.
Okay, so the attendance of the FLY Open Air Festival, which is in Edinburgh, will have to lock away their phones in a special security case. Well, I already really want to do that. I don't really want to lock it away.
Would you lock it away? That's not cool.
Well, so you could have let's say that's 10,000 people here. Do you really want your phone in 10,000?
Yeah, it's true.
I didn't want to get my coat at the end. I've told locker rooms to keep my coat because I can't be bothered. But would you wait for your phone? What? You're going
to
wait.
Sorry, can we go back? You've told people in places to keep a coat.
I won't say keep it. I just won't queue up and get it.
Okay,
so I'll leave it.
Send someone else to get it for you.
But you know what? You want the little chicken burger after the rave. You can't really get your coat. And it's not raining. I don't really need it anyway.
When you've dated someone that works behind a cloakroom, you know what good. Can you imagine what kind of data and whatnot is being passed around at your phone by having it in there, you know?
Mm. Crazy.
But you know they do that like a lot of comedy gigs. I think it's Dave Chappelle, you know, who's coming over here.
Yeah.
So actually doing a gig in Hackney.
Yeah.
But he's another one. There's no phones, social media. They've got to lock away your phone.
Yeah. I think J. Cole done it as well recently. Mm. Someone else done it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if J. Cole, don't quote me, please.
No, someone did. We can check that for you. But also, if you get caught with a phone there, they throw you out.
Yeah. And you know what? It's good. If you've worked on something intensively for 6 months and you don't really want to text your ex misses, you might call just enjoy the whole experience. And I've seen Tom Ketney has actually compared it to you're not going to go to cinema and go through your phone. Well, I wouldn't compare a festival to a cinema anyway.
Yeah. It's such a fine line, isn't it? I mean, my theory is, because it's like that in Berlin, actually, there's a punk venue that do it. As an experience, if you are removed from it, I like that. But having it taken away completely, that's, I don't know.
It should be your choice.
Yeah, and it would deter people, wouldn't it? Like, to not have your phone is more of like that's my time and money gone.
Right,
it is. But I would enjoy the experience without a phone, but I'm more worried about getting my phone back.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm more worried about.
Take my phone off me for an hour. Yeah. I'll get an anxiety. I can't wait to... I'll be scrolling through Instagram. Someone might have died. We don't know what's going on.
I imagine your hand moving. You'll miss the phone being in there. Like, where's the phone?
And the queue for your phone would be crazy.
Yeah,
someone loses your phone.
Right, I've got an answer for this. Mm. What we do in a gym? We go to a locker. So we have these little designated...
With a key.
I'm on my phone in the gym as well, man. You can't take me off there. I do tweets in between sets, man.
Right.
Yeah, you've got to get it in.
Yeah. I do think, there's no doubt that when you go and see a gig now or anything, and the people are just there, you can see the phone. That's really annoying.
But are you on your phone at a gig?
No,
I'm not really on my phone, to be fair.
I might see if I just have a check. Certainly not when the gig's actually on.
Yeah, you're not really, are
I
you?
Don't film stuff at gigs because I think, who is going to want to watch this? Watch it with your eyes, not your phone. Yeah.
But aesthetically, phones in the air don't look too bad if you're looking...
If there's a lot of people, though, don't look and that's too all bad. You can see.
It used to be lighters, didn't it?
Yeah, oh, but now put your torches up. Got low battery, man, didn't you? You know what I mean?
You know when someone shows you a clip, it's like anything, really. My pet hate is when someone films fireworks and they show and you think... Why are you showing this to me? Who do you think cares about watching this apart from you? That's it. I'm sure it's just
What really are you filming? You're probably filming the best bit of the show when you get your phone out, aren't you?
Maybe.
So say
when,
like
when
Drake brought
hit.
Out if Drake brought out J. Cole, you're gonna grab your phone and or are you looking to go viral?
Maybe you're looking for that. Yeah, maybe you're looking to go viral. I can tell you were right about J. Cole. His gig had no phones, no cameras, no bags.
Oh, good.
I wouldn't be going to that gig with no bag either.
Just go there. Mm-hmm. Take your partner. Go there. No phones. No one can get hold of you.
Yeah. That's true.
If you're having a really good time, you're not even thinking about
taking your phone. You get injured in the mosh pit, right?
Right, yeah.
And this person's cocked out. And they got nothing on them. What's
there's
your phone?
No ID.
You know ID. Who you going to call? What? Yeah. But there's 8,000 cases over there, so let's... have a look and see who this person is. It's a bit dangerous, a bit silly.
It
won't last.
Well, I think at festivals as well, we talked about this before the show, people get lost. You go to the toilet, come back, I can't find where they are and where they're crap.
But at the same time, there's no signal, though.
You can never find a signal.
It's
never
signal. Depends. Some of them have got better.
Have they?
I am on O2, and a number of the O2 festivals, I couldn't get O2 coverage. Oh, that's just
rubbish.
But they've
got
better now, I think.
Yeah, I think that
some
as well.
Of them. But I do know also, in some of the bigger capacity festivals, you're just like, okay, this isn't working. You're kind of wandering around trying to get a bar.
I say be brave. You know, I mean, we were all of an age when we used to go to, you know, clubs and festivals, and, you know, just didn't have the phone. So,
But I think 8,000 people's too much to confiscate.
Oh, 100%. It's too much.
Maybe a little 100 capacity. You're pushing it then.
I agree.
But 8,000, bloody hell.
Well, our next guest has arrived and in the green room, so let's get into a song and we'll bring him into the studio.
Yeah. But I said, radio station, I said, I'm not playing the tune.
What am I saying?
I said, it's not a hit.
But this is home of the blood clad hits. What am I know about hit songs? Let me tell you this. Everything you come to know as a hit song that you listen to and sing along to, has been paid for.
What do you want you?
Put it down there somewhere. You believe this? Radio station now play my song.
Oh my nigga, make them play it.
You know it. I expect the song to be played every fucking day of the week.
Every day of the week.
So who said them now play the music? It's a when them a talk about. Well, something after talk about. And that what me a talk about. And me run everything. If I say it's a thing, it's a thing. You can't call me a thing. Them pussy all don't know what's a thing. Home in the blood club. Can't take bad man for blood club. Rules are man over the rock club. You go your way up a tattoo. Get on the phone, call him no. Tell him that me want to hear my song. And me want to hear my song every week. The boy have a fucking shit. And me run the fucking shit. And me name King Fox. Shot in my box. Then when me come and shot in my box. Put it on a bad man play it. Be a bad man, I go play this. Put it on a bad man play it. Be a bad man, I go rate this. Put it on a bad man play it. Tell them I am the greatest. Tell them this is the latest. Don't make me come spray this. You don't wanna play this shit? Then bang it. When you mix, you better not clang it. Or I will clench my fist into your chin. I'll right hook bang it. Send any MC, I'll tan it. I'll be there anywhere on the planet. This bar's a code, go scan it. It'll tell you it's long, ban it. Play this shit everywhere you can. I don't wanna hear you can't, you can. Crack a man in his chest like Liu Kang. I'm the blood card Dan. You better put this on the playlist. Man, I've been doing this thing for ages. Making hits and fucking up stages. Promoters know what the wage is. It's not a joker fee. What man don't wanna play this? That sounds like a joke to me. I can make a man change his opinion once he spoke to me. I'll tell a man openly, you better play this Ross Club vocal G. Put it on a bad man playlist. Be a bad man, I go play this. Put it on a bad man playlist. Be a bad man, I go rate this. Put it on a bad man playlist. Tell them I am the greatest. Tell them this is the latest. Don't make me come spray this. Put it on a bad man playlist. Be a bad man, I go play this. Put it on a bad man playlist. Be a bad man, I go rate this. Put it on a bad man playlist. Tell them I am the greatest. Tell them this is the latest. Don't make me come spray this.
But I said radio station, I said them now play the tune.
You know what I'm saying?
See, it's not a hit.
But this is home of the blood clad hits.
And that was one of the greatest duos Graham's ever seen.
Believe
new
that.
One Generals, new one King Fox. Got to be produced by Footsie, that one, man. Wicked Chuck. And we're in the building. We've got one of my favourite Graham MCs, man. He's more than a Graham MC to me, but we'll get into that. But a guy like Reels, man.
My brother, what are you telling me?
What are you saying, bro? You're right.
Yes, Reels.
How you doing, bro?
I'm nice.
How you doing?
What are you telling me?
Well, all right, what are you saying? You just jumped off tour with Getz, yeah?
Yeah, man, it's been all right. You get me?
What's the experience? How was that for an experience?
Come
bro?
On, man. Like,
that was looking hot. That was looking sick up there, man.
Energies. Yeah. That's my brother.
So what did you gain off that, bro?
I learned that I need to somehow get a live band.
Oh, you want to make that switch to a live band?
Not even that switch. I just want to mix it and match it. So I know that half live band, because the live band sound is crazy.
It brings something different, isn't it?
Different.
Different energy,
yeah,
isn't
it? Different element.
I learned that I'm not as fit as I thought I was on stage.
Nah, okay. Yeah. Hey, well, that's the best performer you're going to be around, bro.
Boy,
there's not better performer than Getz, bro.
Me,
and the words he gets out is... And he's jumping around and the breathing
and
technique.
The clarity is amazing.
His diction's crazy.
Is amazing. So was it a good experience for you?
Yeah, man. Each show was a bit different for me. I was just learning my set and how I would transition. It's not just jumping on the mic and doing tune after tune. It's actually how you transition, how you communicate with the fans, especially because they came to see Getz, so I had to hype it up, number one, and number two, make it look like, not like I'm shy or anything, but make it look like, right, I'm ready for this, you ready for this, da 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 da, and gain new fans from that, and then on to the next.
And have you gained new fans from that experience?
100%, man. On that tour, I got like 500 extra followers.
Wicked.
That wasn't even me plugging my socials. I should have gone on
ham.
That was just me.
That's always an afterthought when you're full of energy, though.
How many
shows did you do?
We done five shows.
Nice. Enough for you to want to do more.
It was a bit mad, though, because like, the first show was like straight into it. Islington Academy. Packed straight into it. I've never been nervous for
course,
shows, innit?
Yeah.
But these times, man was nervous because I'm the first performer as well.
So it's better when they do the London one as the main flagship show at the end. Because then
I prefer at London at the end as well.
Yeah, I prefer that as well still.
But see, for me, Reels, I've been following you for a long time.
My brother.
But I know a lot about you now. I would say you started off in the Graham scene, but I would say today you've expanded and you show me a lot more than Graham.
I would say
you're still dipping in Graham. I'd say that's still in your blood, but I've definitely said you spread your wings and you've done so much genres, bro, like recently, and you've been expressing yourself. How would you say that you've grown as an artist recently, man?
From day, I've always like dibbled and dabbled in like different genres. I just feel like this, as coming up on like for what I was known as Graham, I was like in a very angry place anyway. Not to say that's what Graham.
I thought it was quite easy for you to Graham, though. You can slap it anytime you're ready.
I can slap. Definitely. I've got some Graham stuff coming as it goes, innit?
Okay.
I might as well just say it anyway. I'm just lining up something now with Shorty.
Produced
by Jamie. I'm just gonna line up a few things. But like basically what it is, not that I find it a bit difficult, but you know, like when you've grown up, I find it hard for me to express the rage and anger. I'm still in the hood. I'm not doing madness. I'm still around I'm trying to just show growth in my music, you know what I'm saying?
But I remember you was probably one of the first MCs I seen get co-signed by Skepta. Because we're in the same generation, right?
Yeah.
We're on the same Lord of the Mics.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. we all come from the same class, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you was the first MC that I really seen get co-signed by Skepta. You know, I know Skepta's a big fan of you. So from then I kind of thought, all right, I looked at you in a different light and I'm seeing you growing now. What it took from now to then, I'm seeing you definitely in your best form now, man.
Some people don't think that, but I feel
I know that, bro.
In work rate, I feel like I'm putting in more work than I've ever ever done, and I'm treating it like I'm treating music as my baby, like something precious to me.
It's so good when you get your rhythm, isn't it?
You're on it.
But you're actually better than a lot of MCs as well.
We know that, but the
numbers don't lie. The JDZs.
Love my guy, man.
But we got Suffolk, though, with Mike Skinner.
Come on.
No one knows that yet.
Come on, we got Suffolk with Mike Skinner coming
And he's the one that said to me, this is what happened, right? He gave me the beat, and he said, and I vocaled it, and he goes, oh, Grim, I want to get MC on it. And he goes, do you know Reels? I said, yeah, of course I do Reels. He goes, ask Reels if he wants a job. So I didn't say your name. He said to me, go and get Reels. And he vocaled it, slapped me on the rhythm.
Nah,
I felt like reloading.
Nah, come on, you ain't crazy.
So I'm not even rapping on it.
Nah. When I heard it, it was wavy. You get me? Because he came with a wave. I couldn't come with a wave like that, innit? So I thought, you know what? Let me try, like, come with like some bars and stuff. Like, it wasn't.
But it's gonna be a good song when it comes out, innit?
It's wavy, man.
I'm just waiting for Mike to shoot the video. I don't know what he's messing up.
Said he's waiting for you.
No way, did he?
I swear to God.
Oh no way.
I'm joining him out.
Tell him I'm ready, man.
We're ready, innit? Yeah.
But what about this new 125, man? I love this. I got it.
Love, man.
But you know, bro, are you saying that you want to do 25 inside on the tune, bro? You'd rather do the 25 inside on the tune, or
I was
quite confused with the message on
basically,
there.
Basically, it's like. Have you ever been in a zone where, like, it is what it is?
Yeah.
Fuck it. Well, I can say that. I just wanted to say that. I don't even usually swear on radio, but I just wanted to do it for the culture. But yeah, anyway, yeah. So obviously, it's like, it's like when you're built in with a lot of anger, there's certain things and decisions that you'll make, innit? So when I'm like, I just might do the 20, but if it all goes left and if I get hit, pour me that Henny, that means that if I get, like, killed, just pour that drink, no one snitch. You get me? But the message was just basically, like, the whole tune is basically the decisions that you make can either put you in for 25 or... You get a better life.
So
it was just basically about growth and how you feel, like, really.
Yeah. How did you get on the rhythm, bro? So from the tour?
No, I shouted in before that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so way before that, I had the tune out, Get Set EP out right now as well. I had the tune out, Big Up Giovan, and I done the tune, whatever. It was getting the most love off the EP.
Yeah.
I knew it would as well. And then obviously
the hook's crazy on that, bro.
Love, man. And obviously I've always wanted to do a tune with Getz. I've always wanted to rally with him back to back. But after the project that he just came off with the Ghetto Gospel, I thought, rah, like I'm basically on the same thing as what he's on right now. We're just showing growth. We can bar for days, but we're just showing growth.
So I said this
tune, I know for a fact he would feel it, innit? Like they say, gee, I'm Mr. OG. He can relate to that, innit?
Yeah.
So I said, let me just try, innit? Yo, Getz, like, do you want to jump on that? Like, he's like, rah, like, it's cold. And that was it. And then he phoned me one day and just like, yo, like, boom. I was like, yo, like, you done the verse and that. He's like, yeah, like, I'm not even phoning you for that. Like, rah, like, do you want to do a couple of dates on the tour? I was like, rah, like, come then. I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Don't you just love it when that happens? Yeah, you know what I mean? Opportunist moment just goes, boom.
I was just like, yeah, I just hollered my manager. I was like, yo, like, first of all, I was in two minds. And like, really, should I just jump in the deep? Yo, management, like, should we really do it? They was like, what? Let's do this. ASAP.
And then you perform the tune on the tour.
Nah, I didn't.
Was it ready then?
Nah, because it wasn't ready. Oh, so after the tour, he's laced the verse. You get me?
I got Shay Lingo as well. Yeah.
So we got Shay Lingo on it probably just before the tour, and then Getz done his verse after.
I gotta say, Shay Lingo's verse is wild.
Wild, brother.
Wild. Obviously, you got Reels, then Getz. Wow. Shay Lingo.
Fam, I didn't even do crazy, nothing on the tune. I just slapped it normal. Like, just the first verse was the same as the first tune. And then Getz came with Uncle Justin, like, say what he had to say, the metaphors Shay and Lingo everything.
He come like, that man, you man weren't even on the track. He come Shay like it was his
Lingo
tune.
Shay Lingo is a madman.
I've wheeled up his tune, though. You want to get into this tune, bro?
Come on.
You want to introduce it, bro?
What are you saying, people? You get me? This is 25 Remix featuring myself, Giovan, Getz, Shay Lingo. 25 minutes out right now.
All the places I've been and all the things that I've seen. So how the fuck I stay focused? I had all the blood in my jeans. It's getting cold in these streets. Yeah, just as cold as my heart is. I ain't trying to get drawn out, but if I rise, I'll clart it. Like, I just might do the 20. But if it's all getting left and if I get hit, just pour me that Henny. My niggas rise up like semi and tell my kids that I'm sorry, but never die for a friend. Yeah, usually I'm on 6 or 7. On my life, I'm on 10. Yeah, all the pain that I'm left and all the days that I'm stressed. If me and her are not cool, don't say no shit to my ex. Don't let the phony show love, don't let him claim me no nah. Cause once I rise up that something, I'm spazzing out, I go nuts. And I'll do 25. Thinking fuck, I'll do the 25.
How long have you known me for? Furthermore, where you know me from? You ever come around old friends and growth made you feel like you don't belong? Like, conversation ain't flowing, contemplating and going.
You're gonna feel fake when they do all the bro-ing. I'm like the kid you ain't seen in a while. I haven't stopped growing. We was in the same boat back then, but the man stopped rowing. Now it's all about streaming. A million streams, first week of releasing. I'm still swimming in dangerous waters. I breaststroke in the deep end. I remember sidewinding an ocean. This wasn't my moment. I was backstage, Titanic survivor, floating. I came from the pirates. Before the black beard, I was tyrant. Literally. You new bloggers weren't there. How you trying to rewrite history? I'm tired with some lifers. I'm lying to man for the liker, saying nothing ain't popping out here. And really, my life is exciting. I don't want to sound like I'm stunting on man, so I'm playing it down. You know when the voice is minus the hyping. Like, yeah, fam, cool, everything's alright.
25, thinking fuck, I'll do the 25. They keep telling me to let it slide. Guess they gon' wait until somebody dies. They say, gee, I miss the old you. The shit they say when they don't know you. All the things I try to show you. One day I'll tell you that I told you.
Yeah. Sacrifices. Can have good kids covered in black disguises. So many bros set to survival mode. They've almost forgot how to react to kindness. The vulnerability don't match environment. Young boys planning escape routes on bait moves. All because some of them lack the guidance. Snap quicker than a nigga can react to lightning like zap. Mum's bank balance can't go back to minus. Narcotics to relax the mind with no cap, no dad providing. No positive energies that a man's aligned with. No obvious memory, so it's back to violence. Back inside himself, back to silence. All before
25. Thinking fuck, I'll do the 25. They keep telling me to let it slide. Guess they gon' wait until somebody dies. They say, G, I miss the old you. The shit they say when they don't know you. All the things I try to show you. One day I'll tell you that I told you.
Reels 25 remix, Chain Lingo, Gets and Giovanna. I got that, bro. Do you know when that come out? That was straight in my playlist on Spotify.
Say
you know?
That.
We're going to get into a game, Reels. You ready, bro? I'm beaten up here, you know.
I'm on
a free winning streak run.
I can't remember, you're quite competitive, aren't you?
I'm just good at the game.
And you do know quite a lot. Actually, you know a lot, Keller, as well. So we'll see. No pressure. But, Reels, in honour of you being here today, you got a song called Scoring Goals.
Yeah.
I'm going to play you two songs from musical artists. I want you to write down if you think the second song scored the goal of making the higher chart position than the first one. So, I have two clips. If the second song has got higher in the charts than the first one, then it's goal. If it got lower, then it's no goal.
Okay.
You get? Okay.
All right.
So, let's start with... Destiny's Child. Say My Name from 1999, but did this song by Destiny's Child get higher in the charts or lower in the charts? Did that get higher in the charts? Survivor from Destiny's Child from 2001 than Say My Name from 1999? Write something down. Okay, moving on to this song from Puff Daddy.
Big tunes.
You don't make them like that.
Need my silver suit on for this one.
That was from 1998. Of course, Puff Daddy's been around the world. But did this next song get higher or lower in the charts than that one?
Time flies. Close your eyes. Go with me. Go with me. Go with me.
Did this get higher? Than Been Around the World, higher or lower? Because obviously that's Come With Me, 1998. It's from like, Godzilla
no
film,
goal,
isn't
no
it?
Goal.
Is that, yeah. Oh, we can write higher or lower. I'll accept anything. Yes, no, higher or lower. As long as you communicate to me anything about higher or lower, that's good. Yeah. Goal or no goal. You got something for that?
Yeah.
I feel good about you on this one, Will. You look confident, okay?
You're dead silent as well. He's one of those
silent. Yeah, I know. He's really thinking about this. Okay, well, let's move on to Khalid.
You magic me once. Won't let you trick me twice, no. Magic me once.
Good song. Police, Trick Me, 2004. But did this song get higher or lower in the charts than that? That's Millionaire, also from 2004. Police. But did they get higher or lower in the charts than Trick Me? Okay. We got something for that, everybody?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's move on to some Kanye. Yeah. Well.
And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on.
2004, Kanye there, All Falls Down. But did this next song get higher or lower in the charts than that one?
God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me.
This was a hard one.
That's
equal. Can it be equal as well? The same
there
place.
There's nothing in here that was the same place. It's gonna have to be highlighted. So that was also 2004. Kanye Jesus Walks.
Okay.
You all got something? Yeah. Some thoughts about that? Okay. What
that's
about?
That's a toughie. That's
a bit of Nelly Furtado. Nelly Furtado, 2000, I'm Like a Bird. It was a big hit over here, big song.
Oh,
but
I love Nelly Furtado.
Yeah, she's great, right? But then this next one, get higher or lower.
Nah.
6 years after I'm Like a Bird. Came out big with I'm Like a Bird, but that was also a big song, right?
That was a big song still.
Big, so still is a big song, right?
I'm changing my mind.
It's tricky.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Okay. What about a bit of Shaka?
Should have brought that drinking, bro.
The Maggies. Ain't Nobody, of course. 1983, Shaka Khan. Did this get higher or lower, though?
Damn.
Before my time.
You know this song,
though. What film is this song?
Oh, I don't know.
It's kind of before my
time.
You know, I Feel For You, Prince song originally. Okay. 1984, Shaka Khan. His version, I mean, his original one, also very good. But the fact that you know both of these songs means how big they were.
Yeah.
So that means, did they get higher or lower in the charts? Okay, moving on to some Mary J. Blige. Family Affair, of course.
That was everywhere.
Big
as well.
Song, right? Big song. But then also, did this song get higher or lower? No
more pain. No more pain.
Hey, listen.
That's tough. I forgot about this.
Another big tune from her. That was from 2001 with No More Drama.
This,
1 year afterwards, both big songs.
It's a toughie.
What, this last one? Final one now from Eve. Yo, they want to know. Big song in 2001, right? Big song.
Hey, man.
But did this song get higher or lower? Shit blasted. Of course, that was Eve and Gwen Stefani. Let me blow your mind. Big song in 2001.
This is tough, man.
I feel like I've done awful.
Well,
guests of honour, we always come to you first. So do you think Survivor got higher or lower in the charts? Then Say My Name.
Yeah.
Reels. What are you saying?
Go.
You think it got higher in the charts? Okay, what are you saying, Killer Keller?
Go.
Yeah,
go higher.
I'm saying.
And what are you saying?
Higher.
They're all saying, you're all right. I will give you a point. Do you know what Say My Name? Do you have a rough guess of where that got in the charts?
Say My Name.
14.
I reckon not too high because they wasn't massive then.
Okay, and what do you think Survivor got in the charts?
Number one.
So that was right. Best Say My Name was number 3.
Oh.
Did do high.
Oh, did do high.
Yeah, yeah.
Survivor was number one.
Killer Keller, Puff Daddy, Come With Me. Higher or lower than Being Around the World?
Lower.
Okay.
Yeah, I said lower.
You said lower too.
I said lower as well.
No, I'm afraid it got higher.
What the hell?
It got higher. What do you think Being Around the World was in the charts number?
Never number one.
It wasn't number one, no, because it couldn't have got higher.
Does this include international, or is it just for UK?
This is UK.
Okay.
UK, yeah.
Have a guess.
What number do you think?
It got about number seven.
If anyone guesses right, I will give a point here, by the
14.
way.
14.
Yeah. 14?
21.
So close, Grim, but it was 20. That got to number 20. But what do you think? Would it come with me, Getman, do you think? It was higher. What number did that go to?
It probably got 19.
Okay.
6.
Number two, right?
What, in the UK?
Yeah, the UK charts. You remember it was in Godzilla, I think. Maybe it was a big film, right?
Because
there was that Jamiroquai song, Virtual Insanity, for the same soundtrack. Okay. No, we move to Grim Sicker, sorry, in this one. Millionaire by Khalees. Did that get higher or lower than Trick Me?
I'd have to say higher.
Okay. What are you saying, Reels?
No.
You think it's lower? What do you think?
Lower.
You're right, it is lower.
Oh,
point there
the
for
hell?
Reels, yeah, point there for Emily.
Oh,
okay,
man.
what do you think Trick Me? What number do you think that got into the UK charts?
Trick Me once. Is that the one that got higher?
No, that was higher. Yeah, that one was higher. How much higher do you think? What number do you think that was at?
That got like number 3.
Okay, and what do you think that Millionaire got to?
I thought it was number one, you know.
That's what I thought.
No, Millionaire was definitely not number one.
Yeah.
What do you think, Millionaire?
About
10. No, so Trick Me number 2, Millionaire was at number 3.
Oh, wow.
So not too bad, not too far apart.
Yeah, I would have never known that.
Coming back over to you, Wills, Kanye Jesus Walks higher or lower than All Falls Down?
That was a toughie, wasn't it?
That is tough, right? It's a big song.
Oh, do you know what I should have said?
What are you saying?
I should have said no goal, man. Goal. I'm gonna say.
You think
goal.
It's goal? Okay, goal. What do you
think?
Yeah,
I went with goal.
Goal. And what are you saying, Graham?
Goal.
No.
I knew it.
Lower.
I knew it. It had to. Because when Kanye came with that tune,
What do you think? What number do you think that got to in the charts?
What that number?
Right, I'm going to tell you. Kanye All Falls Down was at number 10.
I thought it was number 1.
Nah. What do you think Jesus Walks was in the charts? No, it's lower. We know it's lower than 10.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
About 49.
Top 20, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely top 20, yeah.
Top 20.
16. That's so a bit of
I should have known that, man.
Yeah, that's
don't worry,
obsessed, man.
Don't worry.
Yeah. I thought it was a trick question. Yeah.
Well, you're currently in the joint lead. Don't worry, Wills. It's fine. Now, Nelly Furtado, then. Killer Keller. Man-eater, higher or lower?
Lower. I think Like a Bird I went with goal, so yeah, I'll stick with that.
Do you think Man-Eater was a bigger hit? What do you think, Grim?
I'm Like a Bird.
Man-Eater. No, I'm Like a Bird. I'm Like a Bird.
It's huge.
Point there for Killer Keller, because Man-Eater did do bigger in the
charts.
That
was bigger than that tune.
Yeah, I can tell you.
It's a trick question, man. It was a trick.
I'm Like a Bird went to number 5. What do you think Man-Eater did?
1.
Exactly. Got to number 1. Yeah, got to number 1.
Timberland, man.
Okay. Grim Sickers.
Yes.
Chaka Khan, I Feel For You. Higher or lower than Ain't Nobody?
That is hard. I'll have to say lower, man.
You're saying lower? What else are you saying, lower?
It has to be.
Higher.
Oh, my God.
Ain't Nobody was number 8. What do you think I Feel For You was?
Got to be, I don't know.
5.
Got to be top 3.
Number 1.
Wow.
What? So one. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Right? What does charts mean? I don't know.
And you know what? We're also discrediting Spotify and all those. That just put
this is
things
just
into
in
like
charts,
numbers
right?
ones and everything.
Exactly.
When it may not even be new.
Okay, yeah. Well, back over to you, Reels. Mary J, No More Drama,
well.
Higher or lower than Family Affair in the charts?
What's Family Affair again?
Family Affair, you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Where have we got?
Let's get
it funky. Let's kick some. Higher, do you think No More Drama was lower in the charts? Family Affair?
Yeah, you're saying that?
What are you saying? Yeah, you're all right. We'll get a point there. But, okay, I can tell you that Family Affair went to number 8. What do you think No More Drama did? It was lower than 8.
I'll say 4.
Lower, as in lower in the charts.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, it's my bad.
No.
It's
okay.
14.
Okay.
Number 9.
Yes, point that you get a point, yeah, that's
oh,
right.
So I get a
damn.
Point.
That's
oh, yeah, right.
Right
anyway.
That's it, you got it right. Anyway, and finally, Eve, Killer Keller.
Yeah.
Let Me Blow Your Mind, higher or lower in the charts, and who's that girl?
No goal, you're saying?
What are you saying?
No goal.
You're right, actually. Point there. Point there for Grim Sickers. Point there for Reels.
That's cold.
So, who's that girl? Was it number 6? What do you think Let Me Blow Your Mind was?
Number 11.
Oh, hold on. No, it's the wrong way round. How can that... Sorry. Someone's on the wrong way round on this bit of paper. It did go higher. Who said higher?
Me.
What?
You're right. Deducts a point from Grim Sickers there. Because...
Thank you.
Who's That Girl was at number 6 and then Let Me Blow Your Mind was at number 4, which to my calculations means it's a goal, right? So that means... In third place, very honourable, we have Grim Sickers with 2.
My God. I got slapped.
Second place, we have Killer Keller with 4. But the winner is Reels with 5.
Come on, Reels.
Come on, Reels.
My guy's
yeah.
saying like 5,
yeah?
Mind you.
See? Only bring the high caliber guests inside the ride.
I don't get a trophy on that, nah.
You get, you know what? You get a pencil. There you go.
Love, nice HB pencil for you. I haven't seen one of these since school.
Yeah, you take that home. You
need to have some paper and you're really rock and roll.
You can keep the paper too as well if you like.
But Reels, man, thank you for coming in.
Come on, man.
One of my... And I'm going to get our song out. Couple. And that was an exclusive for Fubar Radio.
Yes.
Mike's getting
a Reels.
Yeah,
I'd like to play on the show as well.
We'll get Reels back in. We'll get Mike back in.
You want to spit some bars or what?
Do you want to spray some bars, bro?
Let's do a quick one. You get So many man wanna be this best MC on the scene where I'm way past that. Anybody firing shots, I will pay visit, so think twice before you start that. See those guys over there with the grease, still acting bad, they're the ones we laugh at. Anyways, I need M's. Anything man gets mums, he's gonna get half that. Once I start, I won't quit. Keep it calm, I won't flip. If I back it out, I won't miss. Dog, I stand my ground, I don't sit. So how you talking, watch all the time, just show me the shooter. I'm like, show me the shooter. I know the codes on the road, but the codes you know, with the promo code for your Uber. I'm gonna move devilish like 360s. You ain't original like remixes. Crack cocaine every time I spit this. Mentally scarred, man, no, I'm twisted. Threw me the script one time, I flipped it. Who's on this fake nigga shit, I missed it. You can try and call my bluff, but that will be up and away, man, get lifted. Would it really take this, four man's gifted? I never shit bricks, taking a piss, taking a biscuit. I walk round there on my Jack Jones, that's 10 toes up when I could've whipped it. Man can't tell me about risk, I risked it. You ain't about that life, I lived it. I just battered and bruised and kicked it. They never chose me, though, I picked it, you done though. Calm, light work.
And that was the crazy slap that Killer Keller Reels exclusive.
Yeah, done though.
Yes. All that. Amazing.
Reels, thank you so much, bro.
Man, love, love,
Reels,
love.
Where can we all find you on social media?
You can find me, Reels Online, you get me? Yeah, big up Fubar Radio. Reels Online on Instagram, Reels Online on Twitter. Reels Artists on Facebook, or if you just want to see everything, all my releases, just type Reels in Google and I'm the first one there, you get me? Cause I'm a G like that.
Big up Reels, man. Keep going, man. Yeah. Keep growing, man. Right, keep love, expanding love. The sounds, man. I love your sound right now. No.
Love,
and we'll be back up on the show and we'll do our tune, yeah?
Most definitely.
Love,
my
bro.
G.
Thank you.
Come on.
It is not from a place of sorrow that finds me weeping. Constellation.
when me and Avelino used to make tracks. Live and die in the LDN and Nens is mad.
She's crazy.
Trappers and a whole family in the same damn flat. Eve trying to get a salary while Adam out here licking shots to the cats. Don't let. Shibs on a Friday pulling up a J-Bob's gas. 2-2 gal getting moved by 2-2 man. Come off the decks if you can't mix, it's not happening. More time gunshots in the air like bat, bat, bat. But mad, book smart with the bars, but I never learned that from school.
Nah.
16 doing up radio sets, I was spinning up all them fools.
Spinning them,
times I would get home late to my mum's crib. Simbi, who you with? What have you done? Where have you been? Shit. Tears in my eyes, real tears when Ken got nicked. Tore everyone apart, but the law don't give two shits.
Don't give too fast.
Just another black boy in a system, do a time it been.
True.
But he had a heart for the gold, good intent with a smile so big.
Oh,
he did. Used to have dreams of getting out of flats. Playing PS2, Crash Bandicoot, Mortal Kombat. I master my flow like Dizzy and Busta. And one day buy Ruby from a Rasta. Sticking down baby hairs way before Insta. Times when I had a diamond in my chain, all for one little pose in a picture. Year 11 when I started putting them trees in Rizla. And to the niggas that fell off in this thing, nah, we don't miss ya. Nah, we don't. But sometimes you have to go missing. And praying and wishing.
Praying and wishing.
Now I'm doing up some mad things, doing up big things. Still I'm in ends when I pass through juniors, planting ready on site when I walk in. Wayne shouts out, yo, Wagon sistering. Killing with flows, one by one, or I kill him with both. Sims is the only one in a job. It's bait, everyone in London knows. Still not, they don't wanna give no props, but life's good when you make this much dough. I'm laid back, I'm good, I'm easy. Old school moves too damn easy. In my Air Force One, new era hat. Then PS2, Crash Bandicoot, Mortal Kombat. Used to bunt train and dip the conductor. Now I can buy all your ting from a Rasta.
Bear tings.
We used to have dreams of getting out of flats.
Ooh, we did.
Bus rides to the studio just to make tracks.
Easy one.
I master my flow, Laluda and Kano.
True.
Arts new and recent, them man. Trust me, they know.
Trust me, they know.
Listening to new sounds of Little Sims. Little Slims. This is 101 FM. We're live at ya. Top of the flats. Can't see us, but you can hear
before
us.
That, Shafiq Hussein with Cycles. And in the building, they're saying he's the next up in Grime. They're calling the Grime Prince. They're calling him 2 million streams on your last EP. You got mad like Yizzy, man. Wagwan.
Wagwan, brother. What are you saying?
Yeah, man. I've been following your journey for a long time.
Yeah,
and
man.
You just done a headline show, right?
Yeah, my first headline.
So tell me about that, bro.
Fam, it was amazing. Like, I was speechless. I had my mum there, packed out, sold out, done. It was amazing, man. I never experienced anything like that, ever.
And how would you say that you've done that in a short amount of time, bro? Because you haven't really been around too long.
Nah, it's been 2 years since I've been around properly, man.
And that's still not a long time, bro.
Yeah, I know. Do you know what it is? I work late nights. I work till like 3-4 every day, like a lot of hours, a lot of every single day, non-stop. I've only had one holiday in like 2 years. I was working on that holiday as well.
Yeah.
I literally dedicate every single waking moment to music.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and that's great. And I see the other day Wiley was saying that you're the next up, saying it's in the season in your hands, bro. Like, and that's a lot of pressure for someone so young.
I just see it as a compliment I'm really grateful for, and I intend to show exactly how much that means to me by showing that I'm gonna carry.
Let's be frank, I ain't really seen Wiley give that compliment out since maybe let's say, who would you say? Maybe Chipmunk and Ice Kid.
Yeah,
maybe. Like, was there someone in between that? I was trying to think. Was there someone in between?
That feels like a long time ago.
Maybe Cozzy. I think he was picking up Cozzy quite a lot. Yeah.
But he's proper pushing like my thing a lot. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And, like, regularly.
Does he?
Yeah, yeah. So
he sees it, man.
Yeah, and we linked up in studio a couple times and whatnot. Like,
yeah, you got anything done?
Come on, maybe.
Yeah.
It's more a question mark.
I see him big up Jams as well.
Yeah, Jams. Yeah, yeah.
So with that pressure on you.
Yeah.
But I can see you making stuff. I've heard you on your Instagram, and you've got different stuff that's not Grime.
Yeah, as well. Yeah.
I've heard. I know about you getting the Girls EP coming out, but I'm up to date. But I see you do what you're doing. Yeah. So would that make you feel like you've got to stick in Grime for a bit more longer than you were expecting to?
I'm still Gram.
You're still Gram. I know. But the stuff that I'm hearing on your Gram is a different genre.
Yeah. Mm. So pretty much what I've got is like grime. Like I've got songs with Getz, I've got songs with Dizzy Rascal, I've got songs with Wiley. Like I've got the grime songs there.
Saying
I want to do a song for the girls is literally just like a sprinkle over there.
Yeah, because I've got
the grime stuff. I've got it on lock. I've got like catalogs of like 50 tunes there.
That's
ready to go. I could drop an album, but I'm mentally not ready yet.
Yeah, if that makes sense. Still building.
I'm not in the right place for me personally. So in terms of the grime thing, I got it there on lock. I can drop one anywhere. So if I do another tune here or there, or do a feature there, or a little sprinkle, that's just me testing the waters. Because you know I can do grime.
You don't know I can do this and that.
So I want to see what the reaction is.
Yeah, and what really got me is when you said that your favourite MC was Bugsy Malone. Because I've never heard anyone say that before, bro.
It's mad, isn't it?
I've never heard one person say that. I'm not saying I don't rate him, but maybe because I'm a bit older than you. Maybe he's not the first thing you think of. He's not the first, but that's coming to my mind. So when someone asked Jizzy who was your favourite MC, and he said Bugsy Malone, I thought maybe that's a sign to change the time.
That was the thing, though. It wasn't my favourite MC, it was my favourite artist.
Oh, sorry, artist. So my favourite MC
is always Criminal.
And then after that, it's a tie between
Devlin and Getz. But in terms of what artist, I've listened and followed Bugsy Malone's story from day dot one.
Before the clashing, back when he was doing freestyles,
I can tell you them word for word and everything.
What that one with socks back to back, even older than that, when he was on some.
So you've seen his trajectory, you've seen him.
I've listened. I can tell you. I could say his life story from what he's told in songs.
So I knew he was big. So I see him big enough views, but I really got him when he went over that Dot Rotten with him on the JDZ.
Yeah,
that's when I really first heard of him.
When I was about 10, ended up rubbing all my school friends with the Pokemon cards. So that was like when he first came publicly to the scene. I think that was just before the fire in the booth and everything else. But before then, he had still already gone like 2-3 mixtapes deep. He'd been directing his own videos from his own cash in his pocket. He'd been doing his thing. He'd been doing freestyles and whatnot. He'd done the back-to-back with Sox. He'd done Cyphers. He'd done Journal of an Evil Genius. He's done loads of stuff.
That's why I pick up Sox, because Sox didn't have to do that with him at that moment in time.
Definitely not.
Do you know what I mean?
That's mad. I think that's historical.
That is. I'm about to go back and watch it. And you said Criminal's your favourite MC, right?
Yeah, so
you the man to bring him back out of retirement?
That's the thing. Me and Criminal was meant to have a song.
No way.
And it was meant to be on this EP.
Oh, man.
Timing wise, by the time he was going to do the EP, the song and vocal it, I had to submit everything and get it ready.
So, as much as
I'd love to have held it up, I couldn't, because then it messes up like the rest of the year. So it was more like it's going to happen. When it happens, it happens.
He's an amazing MC, definitely before his time. And you're coming through with the same energy, man.
I'm trying, innit? Every waking hour I dedicate to this. I don't work anymore, so I do this full time.
It's amazing.
I literally have made this my life.
That's a weight off your shoulders, man. You know when you can subsidize your shit.
We need you, Yizzy, because the grime scene is not really flooding with music at the moment, bro. I'm over there, some people's over there. Everyone's flooding off, different. I'm doing different music, so people like Yizzy coming through, we need the essence and more generation, bro. So it needs to keep on coming through. I think what it is a lack of releases. In our scene.
We're not lazy.
People think a radio set's enough.
Yeah.
The average person ain't listening to Rinse, bro.
Exactly. And it's not just that as well. I think the originality for something that is a part of UK culture and as a sound that's been around for the last 20 years. We are so original with our sound, but a lot of the MCs are doing stuff that's going on in other genres, like they want to do the Afro swing.
Yeah, but the money over there is crazy, Yizzy. I can't lie. But they all got changed. I should be iced out by now. For all the work I've done.
But that's the thing. It depends. Some people want to chase the money and some people want to chase a legacy. I'm trying to build a legacy.
I know that
with a legacy comes money, but I'm in no rush. Everyone's story is different, but for me personally, like I've said before, I want to be like a Jay-Z or a Kanye West or a Diddy to the UK.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the guy that chases the bag,
because
we can all chase the bag.
But then when we're all rich
and whatnot, who's going to turn around and go, "That person made a change. That person stood for something. His lyrics meant something."
So do you reckon this new Lord of the Mics is going to add a good strap to your legacy?
100%, because it's like when you look at the stuff that I've accomplished as a grime artist, it's crazy. I've done Lord of the Mics now 19. I've done Glastonbury 17. I've done O2 Academy 17.
Great,
Guardian Metro. I've been in papers from 17. If you look back at my history,
when I'm
30, you can say that, you know what, that kid was the grime kid since like Chip, and that he put in that work, fully represented Lewisham everywhere he went, bigged up grime. that's what I want to have as my foundation level. Because like you said, I've only been doing this 2 years.
That's very, and then so, you've done a lot. You've done a lot of more people, bro.
But that's, I think what it is, it's work ethic. Some people are built differently. Like, you know how hard it is to put together of a quality release and an album as well. It takes time. And I feel like some people cut corners. Some people don't really take it as seriously as they should. When I say I live and breathe this and bleed, it affects my health sometimes. Take this and prioritize this over my own health. It's mad.
And how did you go around getting Screwfizz on the new single, bro?
So I've known Screw for a while, and we linked up naturally at Mode FM one time, and we just had a really deep, meaningful conversation. And since then, we've always been good. So when I found Dessa, and I was sitting with my manager, I was like, someone needs to go on this. It was three verses. I'm like, the third verse needs to slap. We need someone on there.
Yeah.
And he said to me, Screwfizz. And it's weird because I literally had his phone number from like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I phoned him up. I sent him a tune. He said, bro, I'm going to lace this and send it back. Three weeks, laced, sent back, done.
It's a big tune, man. You want to introduce the tune? That's not going to listen to it, bro.
Say no more, man. What's going on, myself? Yizzy on your airways right now. About to press play on my brand new tune, Dessa, featuring Screwfizz, produced by Teddy Music. I hope you enjoy it.
Teddy, firing that, man.
Them man over there, so them man better stay over there, so screw facing is gonna be pressure when we step over there, so 1 second you owe my drink. Me a free one, y'all over there, so we ain't here to try beef, we're here to try leave with y'all over there, so waste man, talk bass, go defend your team and fool back. Tryna ball in a big boy league, now my man's pissed cause he couldn't get a call back. You can run your mouth but can't walk back. Yo, tell me your hype, you ain't all that. Your mumsy never taught you, man, as well. I'm your dad, get slapped if you talk back. Grimy, till the MC try me. To me you just gas out. Like the match and boom boom by G. Brothers over there so don't like me. I don't care cause I get them like you. They blame my rhythm up on IG. If she got a tiny temper, that's why for y'all. Me not like them man over there so. Them man better stay over there so. Screw facing is gonna be pressure when we step over there so. 1 second you owe my dream. Me a free one y'all over there so. We ain't here to try beef, we're here to try live with y'all over there so. Me and that pan over there so. Me and Flex win over there so. Tryna catch two white. Girl, them a come tryna have a good time. Me tell them get ready by 8. Them a still get ready by 9:15. I would the rest them girl a deal with. Them a come true in a black man time. Them step into the goal but never bring a court. So now they wanna try take mine. Me tell them take time. Call them man, they're removing bait. Trust. So mind that you move when you step this way. Sure, yeah, I'm chill, but my brothers ain't. Tell them, so if you wanna leave with the crips on your feet, be careful about what you say. Then I see my guys over there, so. That's up. No, not one of them play. Me not like them man over there, so. Them man better stay over there, so. Screw facing is gonna be pressure when we step over there, so. 1 second, you owe my dream. Me a free one, y'all over there, so. We ain't here to try beef, we're here to try leave with y'all over there, so. Me and that pan over there, so. Me and Flex Smith over there, so. Still, life and build, old school grind, spiral wheel, get sucked for the belly, life or deal, man might sing, Bryson Till, Yardman Ting, style of feel, fools like Shaw, license kill, walking dead, Silent Hill. Brothers and a man are forever trying to be Shelly, showing everybody I'm coming in for the belly, putting in a pattern, I'm popping up on the telly, really bringing something different, I'm flowing forever Shelly. Shelly came through with a backpack, not a black mat, came up in a bad flats with a cat sat, any grand cash kicked off, then I back that. New boss for your head top when I clap back. When I like them man over there, so. Them man better stay over there, so. Screw facing is gonna be pressure when we step over there, so. 1 second, you owe my dream. Me a free one, y'all over there, so. We ain't here to try beef, we're here to try leave with y'all over there, so. Me and that pan over there, so. Me and Flex Smith over there, so. I with the LM over there, so. I me and Ram Winch over there, so. Me and that pan over there, so. Me and Flex Smith over there, so. I with the LM over there, so. I me and Ram Winch over there, so.
Over there, so. With Screwfizz, I love that, Fizzy, man.
My brother.
You're bringing the yardy thing to grind. We missed that.
Trust me, bro. Bringing that back. Big up the Caribbean roots.
Sick, man. Sick. And we're about to get into a game, Yizzy. You ready for the game? Are you competitive?
This is not his first time playing a game on the show.
He's saying his first rodeo.
I'm hella competitive, though. I can't lie. Okay. I'm hella competitive.
I'm going to play you. I've got 8 clips going on. Yizzy, in honour of you being here, and you've got a song called Parental Guidance.
I do.
been editing a lot of songs to make them more family friendly.
Wow.
Problem is, I have bleeped out the wrong word. It's not the swear word that I bleeped out. Bleeped out another word. I'm just going to play the clip, and I want you. I've got some options here. Right. What the missing word is? Okay. Okay.
We got eight. Can it be a bad word though?
Can it? It's not. I can tell none of them are swear words.
All right,
I've accidentally not bleeped out the swear word. Let's start with.
There's a couple yard man words in there.
Well, let's start with this sweary girl, Gwen Stefani.
That you were talking shit and you didn't think that I would hear you.
What do they? So what she says is, and I heard that you were talking shit, and you didn't think that I would it.
I think
what's
I know
what the word?
Are you giving us options?
I'm going to give you three options, and okay. If you need them, do you need them or do you know them?
I think I know it.
Yeah,
like, based on that,
you can't like. You got to take the options just in case.
Really?
Yeah.
Just in case.
Go on then.
Well, you like to live life
in case I'm completely
the
wrong.
Who's? I'll take a vote. Who wants the options? Who doesn't want the options?
No. I'm not trying to be an idiot in case I get it wrong.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it could be. You didn't think that I would know it.
Oh, yeah, cool,
it could be that you didn't think I would mind it, or it could be that you didn't think I would hear it. There are the options.
Right, cool.
I heard that you were talking shit and you didn't think that I would hear it, mind it, or know it. Got it? Okay. Let's move on. Write it down. Let's move on to Lana Del Rey.
Pepsi Cola, my eyes are wide like
we've actually clipped. I don't know why, but there's no swear word on this or the one that I'm thinking. I don't know. That's a weird clip. But basically, on that, she says, my pussy tastes like Pepsi Cola.
What the hell?
My eyes are wide like pie. What pie is it, do you think? Do you think it? Do you need it again?
No.
You got it? Do you think it's A, apple, B, pumpkin, or C, cherry? Which pie are her eyes like? We know what a Pepsi Cola's like. We know what that tastes like. But what are her eyes like? Okay. Moving on to, this is from Rihanna. Oh no, that is not Rihanna. That's Gwen. This is Rihanna.
Shit, your wife in the backseat of my brand new car. Don't act like you forgot. I called a shot.
That is shit. Yeah. Shit, your wife in the backseat of my brand new foreign. Don't act like you forgot. I call the shots.
Wait, so what's the word?
A bus, B car, C coach. The backseat of my foreign what?
I thought it was foreign.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
No. Not foreign. Foreign
this
something.
This might be the first one where I got
play
most
again,
of them
play
right.
Play again, play again.
Yeah, sure.
Listen in. I like this thing.
Shit, your wife in the backseat of my brand new car. Don't act like you forgot. I called a shot.
Yes, what is it? Is it car, bus, or coach? For Rihanna there.
Yeah,
she's got a lot of money, so she could afford a foreign coach, couldn't she?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, foreign coach. That's a new one.
Exactly. Or a bus, right? She could have any of these things.
Pimped out coach.
Okay, moving on to the next song. This is from Limp Bizkit.
Right here, L-I-M-P, Bizkit is right here. People in the with their hands in the air. Because if you don't care, then we don't care.
Fred Durst there. Now I know why you'd be loving this shit right here. L-I-M-P Bizkit is right here. People in the put them hands in the air, because if you don't care, then we don't care. Are people putting their house, bath, or shed? People in the house, people in the bath, or people in the shed? Put them hands in the air.
I think I'm being all right with this kid.
Me
okay.
too.
Yeah.
Still bugged out about the Lana Del Rey one. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it could be anything.
If you took away the options, I'd struggle though. Because I don't know all these songs.
Okay. Well, let's try this one then from The Weeknd. It's The Hills. That's The Weeknd though, with The Hills.
The
saying, when I'm fucked up, that's the real me. Yeah, I only call you when it's half. Is he saying when it's half? Half after six, half past five, or when it's half an hour until EastEnders is on TV? What's he saying?
Like making this easy.
What is he saying in that one? Because you know he is a big EastEnders fan. That's also
is
whose
really?
Favourite TV show? Oh, it's Killer Keller's favourite. It's not. He doesn't have a TV. We found that earlier. He doesn't have a TV. So you have a lot in common with The Weeknd there. And we all got something for The Weeknd?
Yeah.
You got something? Okay.
I got that one down.
Let's move into
that's
the
good.
soft melodic sounds of Slipknot.
I love Slipknot.
You may need that one again because it's very fast,
that,
right?
That was wild.
it's a wild one.
I'm going to tell you what the lyric, and then you can listen to it. The lyric is, two fucks to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with boop anyway? But let's listen to it again and see if you can pick it up from the melody.
Mm.
So the options are: what's the matter with vanity anyway? What's the matter with calamity anyway? What's the matter with insanity anyway? It's one of those words. Vanity, calamity, or insanity?
I think I know that one.
Okay. Like a bit, you like a bit of Slipknot there, Graham?
Who's I love Slipknot.
Like? You like Slipknot, you like Slipknot, yeah.
Slipknot.
Got a new single out. Biscuit.
I'm on all the emo ting.
Breaking Benjamin, I love all of them, man.
And also on the emo ting, let's acknowledge the fact it is World Goth Gay today. Ooh, so let's acknowledge that.
Yeah, old tight.
We're all in some black for goth day.
Usually I'm all black.
Well, blue, you're wearing a dark blue, which is still gothy. Close enough. It's World Goth Day. Okay, so now we're moving on to this song from Pink.
I know this tune.
Okay. Do you ever feel like you're nothing? Oh, it's, okay. Do you ever feel like you're nothing? You're fucking pretty, pretty pleased if you ever, ever feel like you're nothing. Is it A, perfect, B, amazing, C, wonderful?
What's that? Could you say that again?
What, the song?
Which no, you say the answers.
Ah, perfect, amazing, or wonderful? You want to hear it again?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, yeah, okay. If you ever, ever feel like you're nothing.
Do you know what we should have done?
Half the words, isn't it?
Yeah. I was going to say, actually, it's not really edited out word, is it? You can hear the beginning and the T on the end. I can tell you. I think if you don't get this one, you're pretty stupid. Okay, so. But if you do get it wrong, I take that back.
We should have picked a Grim Sicker song and see if, like, an old song. Yeah, and see if you remember the old lyrics. Yeah. I forget old lyrics all the time.
Finally, we're going for this song from Eminem. I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. So fuck the world, feed it beans. It's up. If things are stopping me, I'm gonna be what I set out to be. I'm doing this for me, so fuck the world, feed it beans. It's up if it thinks it's stopping me. Now, is it A, gassed up, B, mashed up, C, smashed up? What's he saying there?
I don't think gas was about them, was it?
I don't know. Can you play again one more time?
Yeah, sure.
No, I got
sure.
That.
Okay. I do it, I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me, so fuck the world, feed it beans. It's up. If things are stopping me, I'm gonna be what I set out to be. Mashed or smashed is one of the words there. I'm gonna take some answers, starting with you, Yizzy. Let's go back to Gwen Stefani.
Okay.
And
I was covering my sheet like it.
No, you're good. Because you know what? You came in before and it was Marcel here, right? And he is a cheater. So as we know.
He got his own question wrong as well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
That's mad.
He did, you're right.
That's impressive.
So we had Gwen Stefani with this. That you were talking shit and you didn't think that I would What's the word you got, Yizzy? What do you think?
Hear it.
Mm-hmm. What do you have?
Hear it.
What
hear
do you have? Let's see if we're right. That you were talking shit and you didn't think that I would hear it. Yeah. There you go. All right. Grim Sickers with Lana Del Rey. What do you think? I bet she tastes like Pepsi Cola. What eyes are her like? Which pie?
I said cherry, man.
Cherry, okay.
But I really, I should have went with apple.
Did you say cherry?
Yeah.
What did you say, Yizzy?
I said cherry.
You said cherry, Yizzy.
It's something to do with her eyes.
Okay, well, cherry, you got cherry. Oh. What did you say?
I said apple.
You said apple.
Listen.
Let's listen to it and see who's right. Pepsi Cola, eyes are white like cherry pie. Oh, yes! Oh, cherry pie. Yeah,
it's true.
Right, it's cherry pie.
Why would you say eyes wide like apple pie? That don't really make sense.
Or pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin
pie doesn't really work,
does it? I fucking panicked. All right?
The panic answer.
Can't win them all. Where would you put them?
Moving on to Rihanna. Let's go. What is it? Do you think it's bus, car or coach, shall we say? What you got, Grim?
Car?
Yeah? Yizzy?
Yeah, definitely car.
Car, what you car, got? Yeah. Car, sure.
I thought she said whip.
Shit, your wife in the backseat of my brand new
foreign car. Don't act like you forgot. Very good. Right, so we had Limp Bizkit there. Was it house, bath or shed as Fred Durst? Yizzy, what do you think?
House,
okay, definitely. What are you saying?
House.
Let's hear it. Right here, IMP, Bizkit is right here. People in the house put their hands in the air. Cause if you don't care, then we don't care.
Just like that.
Very good. Now, Kella, Weekend, The Hills.
Yeah.
What is it? After 6 past 5 or an hour until EastEnders is on TV? What do you think it is? 5? What you've got over here, Yizzy?
Past 5.
You got 5? What have you got?
Half past.
Yeah, okay, let's listen. That's a real me. I only fuck you when it's half past. But the only time I Moving on to Slipknot, what do we have, Grimsick? Is Vanity, Calamity, or Insanity?
Listen, I put Vanity as a guess.
Vanity, okay, guess, yeah, that works. What have you got, Yizzy?
Insanity.
Okay, what have you got?
I'm with Insanity.
Let's listen to it. Calamity!
What the hell?
Calamity.
Damn, we all got
done. To be fair, that's like what he was saying.
They all work though, to be fair, in that lyric. Okay, no points there for you, right? What about Pink? What's she saying? Perfect, amazing, or wonderful? Back to you, Yizzy.
Perfect.
Yeah. Well, that was it. Your answer was in there, wasn't
it? You got perfect. Very good. Well done, guys. That was a tough one.
Yeah.
And so now we've got finally. We have Eminem, Not Afraid. What have you got?
Gassed
up, mashed up, or smashed up? What do you think, Izzy?
Gassed up.
You went with gas. What have you said?
Smashed.
Smashed up. Let's see who's right.
I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. So fuck the world, feed it beans. It's gassed up.
Gassed
think
up. We did
gassed
up.
I'm going to be what I said.
So, well done, guys.
I got this. I guessed that one. I did it.
Everyone's
set trend
done
with
very
gas.
Well there. Oh, I gave a point accidentally to you, Grim. You didn't win that one.
You set trend with the gas too.
Grim? 6 points, good.
Third place.
But actually, in joint first place is Yizzy and Kella Kelleher with 7.
We got there. Jeez.
That was good.
Gang, hold up.
No, some good guessing there, I think.
That's right, yeah. A lot of guessing, man.
A lot of guessing.
No,
I'm still
right.
Bugging about that Lana Del Rey one.
I know. Cherry pie. Happy. I feel like American is more cherry pie than apple pie. Is apple pie a big thing? It's very cherry pie. Pumpkin pie.
Apple
pie just sounds like McDonald's for me.
It does.
That's a
really
good game, man. But yeah, well, Yizzy, what can we expect for you to come for the rest of the year, bro? What we got, man?
So I'm at Park Life Festival.
I'm there as well.
Very good lineup there.
Isn't it Saturday as well?
I'm there Sunday.
Sunday.
With the streets.
Okay, I'll probably look up anyway. I'm there
tonight. Yeah, the weekend.
Yeah,
man. We're there headlining, bro.
There you go.
Shout me. Link up, bro. Link me. No, seriously, link me, though.
Yeah, Park Life there. I'm going to Estonia June 14th.
No, wait, I'm hearing there's grand festivals out there. Couple of men are flying out there, aren't they?
Me, Safwa, and Discarda, Tommy B.
That's a good lineup, man. That's a good lineup, bro.
What else? I'm doing Transmission Festival.
Yeah.
Gram Originals.
I'm
doing another festival that I can't announce.
Is that coming up next month?
Early next month.
Do the math.
Because I've got a few up there as well.
Probably not.
But what about song wise though?
My next song is dropping next Friday, which is Dessa.
On the remix, you're flying, bro.
And then after that, June 7th, the EP's out.
Yeah.
8 songs, Madness. I got Mad Visuals to drop.
And maybe we can squeeze another show in before the end of the year.
Oh, yeah, 100%. We're going to get another one in there. Trying to organize the show and run an EP at the same time.
But yes, thank you for coming in, Yizzy, man.
Anytime, bro.
We are next up. And then we'll link up after you.
1,000.
It is actually the end of the show now, guys. Thank you both to you two, Grimsick and Kella, for being amazing.
Thank you for having us.
I think we'll end the show with a bit of Tersha May. But thank you, guys.
We'll be back
next week.
Sky, I'm blessed to be alive.
Do I love me? Do I love me? No. Do I love me? Do I love me? No.
I can't sleep at night, feeling the passing time.
Do I love me? Do I love me? No. Do I love me? Do I love me? No.
I'm grateful for this life, don't need in your bed vibe.
check, still I'm not good. There's nothing but truth here. What is it that you fear? The future is so clear. I'm running with my time, no end to my timeline. I'm not
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.